You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're live. We are broadcasting worldwide. We're going to have the aftermath of what's unfolded there in the swamp battle. The swamp has struck back big time in Alabama. Massive evidence of election fraud. Judges ruling that they could erase the digital records the next day so there couldn't be a proper recount. The military ballots, almost none of them counted. It just goes on and on. But plus, you notice that he lost by half a point. Well, ladies and gentlemen, they said he was going to lose by 10 to 15 to create the bandwagon effect. But the big story is the grilling of the swamp creature, Rosenstein, right now in Congress. Here's from earlier when the chairman of the committee, Bob Goodlatte, laid out some of the breaking news from documents they just got last night.
Thank you, Deputy General Rosen, Attorney General Rosenstein, for appearing for the first time in front of this committee. There is much to discuss today, and we look forward to your testimony and answers to your questions. As chairman of the committee with primary oversight of the Department of Justice and the FBI, I have always supported the department and the FBI in performing their valuable missions to keep our nation safe and to hold individuals accountable for criminal conduct. Yet, I and many on this committee now find ourselves in the very difficult position of questioning the actions of both prior and current department and FBI leadership. You have a unique role at the Department of Justice in that you appointed Special Counsel Mueller and have a supervisory role over his investigation. It is therefore very appropriate for you to appear before this committee to answer questions related to the scope of the special counsel's investigation, as well as its current efficacy in light of various events calling into question its impartiality. Reports on the political predisposition and potential bias of certain career agents and department lawyers on Special Counsel Mueller's team are deeply troubling to all citizens who expect a system of blind and equal justice. The Department of Justice investigations must not be tainted by individuals imposing their own political prejudices. We are now beginning to better understand the magnitude of this insider bias on Mr. Mueller's team. First, we have FBI agent Peter Strzok and FBI lawyer Lisa Page exchanging communications showing extreme bias against President Trump. A fact that would be bad enough if it weren't for the fact that these two individuals were employed as part of the Mueller dream team investigating the very person for whom they were showing disdain. And calling it mere disdain is generous. According to the documents produced last night to this committee, Mr. Strzok and Ms. Page referred to the president as an utter idiot, a loathsome human, and awful, while continually praising Hillary Clinton and the Obamas. These text messages prove what we all suspected. High-ranking FBI officials involved in the Clinton investigation were personally invested in the outcome of the election and clearly let their strong political opinions cloud their professional judgment. And this was only an initial disclosure containing heavy redactions. Second, former embattled FBI General Counsel and current Mueller prosecutor Andrew Weissman expressed his awe of a former DOJ official for shunning the president and failing to faithfully execute the law. However, we are the ones now in awe that someone like Mr. Weissman remains on an investigative team that looks more and more partisan. Third, we have learned that a top Mueller prosecutor, Jeannie Rhee, in addition to the other actions that would normally justify recusal, served as an attorney for the Clinton Foundation. Aren't Department of Justice attorneys advised to avoid even the appearance of impropriety? A former Clinton employee is now investigating President Trump. This seems to be the very definition of appearance of impropriety.
It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWars.
and we're broadcasting worldwide on this Wednesday post-election coverage. The swamp has definitely struck back in a big, big way. They buried Roy Moore under record amounts of vicious campaign ads, total demonization, false reports. The entire swamp, Republican and Democratic parties, ganged up on Moore. That was the program. That was the operation. And so they're heralding this as a great sign that they're going to retake things in 2018. That is not what the demographics, the numbers, the facts show. The Republican Party has raised more money in the last year since the president was elected than it ever has by a massive factor of almost 2-1. All over the country, most local elections are being won by Republicans and even traditionally Democratic held areas. Yes, one of the reddest states in the country is Alabama. But you had a perfect storm come in here, and you also had ads running, millions of dollars of them, saying, if you vote for Roy Moore, we're going to publish your name in the newspaper. Talk about a total civil rights violation, but it's, again, all about your daughter being mad at you, your wife being mad at you, that you have enabled a pedophile who's not a pedophile, has not been convicted of being a pedophile, not been charged of being a pedophile, if you vote for Judge Roy Moore. So this is a great example, a great exercise in the art of dirty politics. And they're just getting more and more desperate. Again, they want to build this image that the Democrats have cleaned house. Now Trump's got to go. They want congressional hearings because the Russia situation has imploded. Now I'm going to get back to more on Roy Moore in Alabama and what really happened there. Coming up in the next segment. And I'm also going to later get into some more of the hearing that's still going on with the Deputy AG Rosenstein, who really is the Attorney General at this point, part of a swamp coup of that agency. And we have him appointing individuals like Mueller, who brought in nothing but Democrats, 97% of those in this giant organization that's spent almost $8 million now in the last year, are part of stay-behind networks that Hillary put in charge. And new documents were given to the committee just last night under threat of contempt of Congress by Rosenstein and the Department of Justice, and it just gets worse by the minute. It is unbelievable. Fusion GPS admits DOJ officials' wife, Nellie Orr, hired to probe Trump. So she was brought in specifically from Fusion GPS, the group that put out the fake dossier by the FBI to put millions more into trying to doll it all up and make it look real. And then Orr was there to make sure that it went to the FISA court. And they even had the FBI agents there that have turned out to be Clinton operatives as well, that then reportedly, the word's going to soon be breaking, testified secretly to the FISA court. That's why you have the FISA judge that was also the judge over Flynn recusing himself. It's why you've got all these other FBI agents having to step down, Justice Department people, because this was a completely fraudulent endeavor. What they did is what the NSA has been caught doing in the last 5 years. It's been going on for decades, working with the Drug Enforcement Agency. And that program that the Drug Enforcement Agency is to use illegal wiretaps to then gather data on how to frame somebody, usually they're innocent, and then they have false witnesses and others, false informants, false witnesses, liars, criminally go in and then testify to things that didn't happen to then get the fake warrants to then reconstruct what the illegal investigation did. It's called parallel construction. And so you have parallel construction, illegal spying. Then they go get the warrants based on lies and fraud, and the judge and the FBI agents and the Justice Department official and then his wife, it's all Fusion GPS. You go do it in a foreign country, so there's plausible deniability, so the courts can't reach over there as well. The fraud is inculcated. It is then criminally brought back over here using taxpayer money. It is further embellished, and then it is deployed into the media through BuzzFeed during the election to destroy the president. When that doesn't work, it's still the entire modus operandi and the entire Bible, the entire canon, the entire operating manual, the entire universe of the false Russia storyline. And that's what they hang their entire hat on. So the wheels are falling off. The engine is on fire. And they are now segueing into hashtag MeToo that was meant to be launched during ongoing impeachment hearings next year. The word is they were going to launch this and the Alzheimer's and all the rest of it next year for the final blows to make it just look like to America there's so much scandal, this guy's evil, all these women coming out, you know, all this stuff about Alzheimer's, all these other things, and now the Russia stuff. It was all meant to come together in February of next year, but they're desperate, so they're now firing their reinforcements. It's kind of like a battle of Waterloo, and you've got Napoleon up against Lord Wellington, and he's getting crushed by the Prussians, and so Napoleon commits all of his forces, and then in swings the British to close the door in a pincer attack and crush them. They had that planned. They thought that they would, but now they've already had to do what Napoleon did. They've deployed everything. They've launched all reserves, attacks, everything, fire, 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 fire. But they're not raising money. They've spent the little they've got on this Moore thing, betting everything on it. And notice the Democrat judge said, oh, we're going to erase all the computer files after tonight on Wednesday morning. So there's going to be no recount. Try that, Moore. Oh, and the polls said he was going to lose by 10 to 15 points. Fox News, CNN, same garbage to create a bandwagon effect with some to go, well, I better vote with a winner. He's going to lose. So he lost some there. And then they just came in, baby, and they, as they do all over the country, had the dead people vote and had the folks busted in those Democrat areas, and they stole the election when my research shows Roy Moore probably would have won by 6-7 points. So it really is biblical what we're witnessing, and the dirty tricks of the Clintons and the dirty tricks of their systems in this country reaching down through into daily life. I mean, they come after you when you fight them. They run intelligence operations. They destroy families. They pay people off. They threaten weak-minded people into you know, going along with them. But their reign of intimidation and their reign of just the dirtiest pool ever played in this country, probably in the world, is coming to an end. It's coming to an end. Doesn't mean there's some great utopia over the hill, but Americana, people being honorable, folks operating off their name and off the fact that folks know where they stand and that your word's your word and a deal's a deal. And just getting back to basic free market where companies are too confident in the system for their children to want to shut down free market just because they can get even richer now by destroying the cornucopia, by killing the golden goose. Killing the golden goose is coming to an end. And if you try that type of garbage, crony capitalist crap, people are going to come after you. And so I am just so honored to stand here with all of you in this epic fight. It's incredibly interesting. It's incredibly important. It's incredibly amazing. And I just want to thank you all for your support and your prayers, because without you, InfoWars wouldn't have been able to come through all these storms. Without you, we wouldn't be seeing the major turnaround in the economy and the culture. And we wouldn't be seeing the enemy throw everything they've got. Everything they've got at humanity, trying to bully us back into submission. That's only going to cause the next wave of libertarian thinking to be even bigger. And I can tell you, we're moving in a very good direction. We're in a fight. We're bloodied. But at least we're not on our knees tied up with these people having their way with us culturally, intellectually, spiritually. We're on our feet. We're swinging hard. And we're beating the hell out of them.
We're all living in America. America. It's one of our. We're all living in America. 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 We're all living in America. America. It's one of our. We're all living.
You're listening to the Alex Jones Show. I am Alex Jones, your host. Thank you so much for joining us today. I could tell you without any doubt, the entire House of Cards, as I said 2 weeks ago, has collapsed on Russiagate, and the crimes committed are unbelievable, and the individuals involved are either involved in the fake dossier, most of them are involved in that, others are involved literally selling out our uranium reserves of enriched uranium. I mean, it doesn't get more national security violations. It doesn't get more treasonous. And just getting fabulously rich off the Russians buying them off, which is what foreign governments do if you're wide open to it. Of course, they'll come in and buy off your government to get resources. That's what our government does. And I think it should stop, by the way. I think we should have real detente with Russia, and it should all stop. There have been long periods of time before in civilization where people don't do this type of crap because folks would go to war over it. We put up with too much of this stuff. Leave everybody alone, man. Let's go to the stars. Let's build civilization. Stop spending all our time robbing from each other. So many beta males, though, in the system want to go out and screw people over because they are dishonorable. The problem in the world is wimps. And I don't mean wimps physically. I mean wimps mentally. Every time I turn around, that's the problem, is cowardly beta males that think doing evil is powerful and being dishonorable is powerful. It is not powerful. It is disgusting. But the whole thing's coming down. I just point out that we laid all this out weeks ago, and I pinned it, so people will know that I know what I'm talking about. I don't just get up here and say, we're kicking their living behinds in, so get on your knees before God. We've been praying for this, seeking God's face, trying to humble ourselves and find that quiet place of the Most High. And it's happening. But we're in the middle of a major spiritual war here, ladies and gentlemen. And so none of us are worthy, by the way, to even fight on God's side. You know, evil attacks those of us that have good hearts and makes us think, you know, well, you're not that good of a person. You have a conscience. You have some problems in your life. So you're nobody standing up against evil. Well, I'm not trying to consciously hurt people, and I love God. That's the difference. And I just am so thankful this is all coming out. Came out days ago that the wife of the number two at Fusion GPS was hired by the Justice Department official that resigned last week, highest level Justice Department official over Russia investigations. This is all the top people who had the other FBI agents over there who were in charge of the Russia investigations, period, not just this investigation, all manufacture this fake garbage, and they knew it was fake. And the judges had to recuse themselves because that was fake. The whole thing's fake, and now they've got all these congressmen coming out saying the most incredible things ever. Look at this. This is Jim Jordan. House Judiciary Committee grills Deputy Attorney General. Americans believe that the Comey FBI and the Obama Justice Department worked with one campaign to go after the other campaign. That just happened a little while ago, and I've got a bunch of other clips that I'm going to get to when we come back in the next segment. I'm going to go right to it. But I just up front want to say that this is not something that's instant gratification. Everybody just wants a bed of roses right now. We are having, if you look at political time spans, we're getting instant delivery right now of globalism falling apart, of prosperity coming back, of tyrants being unmasked, of incredible things happening. If you want to see incredible victory, you're seeing it. That's why the enemy threw everything they could at Roy Moore and manufactured all that garbage and said he was going to lose by 10, 15 points to create a bandwagon effect. And the judge said, oh, no, we're erasing all the digital files. I mean, how creepy is that to have the big Democrat judge over the state election commission say, we're getting rid of the computer files as soon as the polls close? You're like, why would you say that? Just hide it in plain view. They've never done that before. Last night I looked that up, and they don't do that. They keep it for several years. It's like, why? Why would you announce that? There it is. Alabama Supreme Court blocks order to preserve digital voting records. Digital's not even like paper. It's basically free. You can save the whole election on a thumb drive. No, no, no. Imagine you go to the bank and you're going to deposit $10,000. And they say, oh, by the way, we're not going to let you keep a record you put this in here. We're not going to give you a receipt. And you say, well, that sounds like you're planning to steal my money. In the final hour, court rules that Alabama can destroy digital voting records after all. And the judge said, we're getting rid of them the next day or right when the polls close. Oh, that's not suspicious at all. Alabamans, you don't get to vote for who you want. You don't get to thumb your nose at the outside powers and the globalists. And I don't knock New Yorkers. They're great people, or folks in California, but they're all, you know, running down the hay seeds. And, oh, you dumb Alabamans, how you like that now? We're going to destroy the records. And we're going to run ads saying we're publishing your names and having young women say, we're going to say you're a pedophile. We're going to play that ad coming up, too. In fact, maybe I should play a little bit of that ad right now. Because that is the nastiness of the nastiness of the Democratic Pedophile Party. With all their corruption, all their evil, and all their admissions, to point their finger at you and to say that we're going to publish, just like they used to publish until they got sued, newspapers would publish the names of concealed carry people in the town. Great, tell who's got a gun, where they live, like they're bad people. Oh, want to go steal guns? You know, go to this house during the holidays, see if there's a couple newspapers out front the house and break into it. This is the bullying. This is the harassment. This is the garbage. And people are sick of it. Alabama voters are upset that the court says we destroyed the voting records. More buried under TV ad barrage. And a bunch of so-called conservative neocon groups bought ads, also saying terrible things. Pro-Doug Jones super PAC using voter intimidation tactics. Ad claims your vote is public record. Wow. Let's play part of that ad going out to break.
Your daughter... Your sister, what if she was 16 years old or 15 or even 14? Would you let a 32-year-old man be alone with her, date her, undress her, touch her, have her touch him? That's what Roy Moore did. He called it dating. We call it unacceptable. That's why we can't support Roy Moore.
And none of that's even been proven.
A child predator wins. Could you live with that? Your vote is public record, and your community will know whether or not...
It's amazing. We're going to go to break and come back and get to the real victory. That they have been caught committing all these crimes in the Russiagate to overthrow an election and to stop the American people. Hell, they stole the nomination from Sanders. They just stole the election from Moore and Alabamans. But you think Alabamans aren't used to having outside groups come in and install people in the Senate or in the governorship? You don't think Alabamans don't know and they're not going to come back politically even stronger? The fight's on!
Police have identified four victims and plan on more than just the four murder charges filed today.
Confirmed earlier reports of cannibalism.
The building was a scene of ghoulish slaughter.
Large kettle on the stove which held boiled body parts.
Identified four victims and
killed even more.
Plan on more than just the four murder charges filed today.
Check with some of the victims before you kill them. And he was also a necrophiliac.
Defending the Republic from enemies foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
I'm Alex Jones, your host, exposing the globalists and the underbelly of Hollywood and the New World Order, satanic pedophile worldwide network. And the swamp thinks it's had a big victory in Alabama. It hasn't. I'm going to break the fraud down. The election was clearly stolen by a trifecta of fake polls saying Moore was 10 to 15 points behind when he lost by half a point. That creates a fake bandwagon effect to make people feel like they're going to be losers if they go for who they really want. That probably pulled 5 points. That fraud, historically, we know that's how that works. They admit it. It's in the WikiLeaks. They tried it with Trump. People broke through the conditioning, and that's why he won. Telling people we're going to say you're a child molester and publish your name in the newspaper with TV ads if you don't come out and vote for Jones. And then, of course, election fraud, having folks vote in the names of dead people. We know that's a Democrat specialty. And they were throwing everything they could into this, and Alabama's famous for Democrats cheating in elections. So this was all about frustrating the will of the American people after they've had eight other special elections, federal elections, that Democrats lost, even though they threw all that money behind it. They were desperate for a victory. And that's what this was all about. Desperate for a victory, desperate for something, and that's what they're trying to do. But getting back to the really, really big news, I want to go to a clip of Congressman Jim Jordan, Republican Ohio, Grill Judiciary Committee, Deputy Attorney General. And we've got, again, live feeds of these videos at Infowars.com on the front page, Infowars.com/show. If you thought the vitriolic hatred, as the Democrats get scareder and their operatives get more and more scared, and as all the firings happen of Democratic operatives that couldn't deliver, like Charlie Rose and, of course, others, you're seeing Mika Brzezinski come out and say, how dare the wife and daughters of Trump not call him a evil pig? You see just insane frothing information up on Infowars.com as they go crazy, as they go completely and absolutely crazy, and just call for more and more insanity. But right now, let's go to this powerful video from Congressman Jim Jordan. Here it is.
Gentleman from Ohio, Mr. Jordan, for 5 minutes.
Did the FBI pay Christopher Steele, and was the dossier the basis for securing warrants at the FISA court to spy on Americans associated with the Trump campaign? Really, when you sum it all up, it boils down to those fundamental questions. Did you pay the guy who wrote it? And did you use what he wrote, disproven, discredited dossier paid for by the Clinton campaign? Did you use it to go get warrants to spy on Americans? That's what it comes down to. And you're the guy who can answer those questions. And I was yesterday I was convinced that the answer to those questions was probably yes. But today I'm even more convinced the answer is yes, based on the text messages we got to read early this morning. Mr. Rosenstein, you know Peter Strzok, you familiar with that name?
Yes, I'm familiar with the name. And
former deputy head of counterintelligence at the FBI? Peter Strzok, that one?
I don't know his precise title, but yes, he had a significant role in...
Peter Strzok ran the Clinton campaign, interviewed Mills, Abedin, and Clinton, changed the...
Back it up 15 seconds for me. This is so powerful. Remember, this same congressman last week, we played the clip four or five times. It was so powerful. We never do that. He said, you know, I wonder if Mr. Strzok's the one that took the Fusion GPS dossier to get the warrant. These guys all have security clearances. They already know. They just can't release it. And we knew this a long time ago, just from my sources, that it was all a Clinton op, and that's how they did it, and they used the dossier to get the fake warrant for the parallel construction. But this is incredible. Rosenstein's involved with Uranium One. He's involved in everything, and here he is trying to play dumb when they set up this whole fraudulent criminal conspiracy that's being blown open in front of everyone. That's why they're so scared. That's why they're so shrill. Let's go back.
Peter Strzok, that one?
I don't know his precise title, but yes, he had a significant role in...
Peter Strzok ran the Clinton campaign, interviewed Mills, Abedin, Clinton, changed the exoneration letter from gross negligence to extreme carelessness. Peter Strzok, who ran the Russian investigation, interviewed Mike Flynn. Peter Strzok, selected by Mr. Mueller to be on his team. That Peter Strzok, we learned, had all these text messages. We got to read some of them early this morning. Now, as my colleagues have pointed out, some of them are, you know, they show he didn't like Trump. He and Ms. Page are exchanging text messages back and forth, show they don't like the president. But that's nothing new. Everyone on Mueller's team, no one on Mueller's team likes Trump. We already knew that. But I want to focus on one in particular. One in particular. And this is a text message from Mr. Strzok to Ms. Page, recalling a conversation and a meeting that took place in Andrew McCabe's office, deputy director of the FBI, recalling a meeting earlier. And Mr. Strzok says this: I want to believe the path you threw out for consideration in Andy's office. Then there's a break. Dash, it says that there's no way he gets elected, no way Trump gets elected. He says, I want to believe that. You said that in the meeting in Andrew McCabe's office. I want to believe that. But then he goes, but I'm afraid we can't take that risk. Now, this goes to intent. He says, we can't take the risk. You know, the people of this great country might elect Donald Trump president. We can't take this risk. This is Peter Strzok, head of counterintelligence at the FBI, This is Peter Strzok, who I think had a hand in that dossier that was all dressed up and taken to the FISA court. He's saying we can't take the risk. We have to do something about it. And don't forget the timeline here either, Mr. Rosenstein. Peter Strzok, January 10th, he's the guy who changes the exoneration letter from gross negligence, criminal standard, to extreme carelessness.
Stop again. Let's back it up again, 10 seconds. You understand, they've got the whole chain. The president has all the NSA stuff. All the spy grids they've been using on him, he can now, because they're the ones that recorded it and put it in the files. They can go pull them up. And what did Roger Stone call for 2 months ago on this show? A new special counsel to investigate these guys. But I tend to agree that the Inspector General's office are the ones finally exposing all this and finally doing a good job, that they've got the constitutional duty. Is it some rogue group over here like Mueller or some group that can be gotten to and intimidated? Let's continue.
Now don't forget the timeline here either, Mr. Rosenstein. Peter Strzok, January 10th, he's the guy who changes the exoneration letter from gross negligence, criminal standard, to extreme carelessness. July 2nd, he's the guy who sets in on the Clinton interview. July 5th, 2016, that's when Comey has the press conference and says, we're not going to prosecute. Clinton's okay, we're not going to prosecute. And then August 2016, we have this text message. The same month that the Russian investigation is opened at the FBI, August 2016... And my guess is that's the same month that the application was taken to the FISA court to get the warrants to spy on Americans. Using this dossier that the Clinton campaign paid for, Democrats paid for, fake news, all dressed up, taken to the court. So I got really just a couple basic questions. Because it seems to me if the answer to any of these, of those two questions, if the answer is yes, if you guys paid Christopher Steele at the same time the Democrats in the Clinton campaign were painting, or if you took the dossier, dressed it all up, took it to the FISA court, and used that as the basis to get warrants, and now we have intent in this text message saying that there's another text message, my colleague referenced it earlier, where Mr. Strzok says, I can protect our country at many levels, says it with all the humility he could muster. I can protect our country at many levels. This guy thought he was Super Agent James Bond at the FBI. This is obvious.
All right, hit pause. We're going to come back with the powerful conclusion here and then the bumbling response of Rosenstein. But let me tell you, this congressman is unbelievable. I've watched Jordan for a while. He'd make a great president. That guy'd make a great. That's presidential material. That guy's smart, on target, focused. He knows how to set these guys up and destroy the enemies of America. And I love it. Hey, Rosenstein, all you idiots. You want to fight? You better believe you got one, scum. Ladies and gentlemen, Alex Jones here, back live. I intend to open the phones up in the second, third, and fourth hours today. We're going to go right back to the congressman, Jim Jordan. Just so dramatic. You never see the FBI or Justice Department grilled like this because they can set you up. They'll put you in prison. They'll send the IRS after Congress members that speak out against them. That's why everybody's so scared of them. They've turned into the Praetorian Guard in this country, and it is a shameful collection of horrible criminals at the top. I mean, just the FBI at the top is La Cosa Nostra in America. Strangely enough, though, the average FBI agent that tries to save kidnapped kids or is fighting bank robbery or like Mr. Goody Two-Shoes, the best folks out there. And I've got this from highest levels FBI, highest level CIA, highest level folks that, you know, have been deputy directors in the FBI, okay, that there's white hats and there's black hats. And for decades, they had some white hats and some black hats at the top. They got all black hats at the top now. And man, they would do anything. Get Chinese money, Russian money, EU money, corporate. I mean, the crimes are just, they all protect each other. And they have these big law firms that sign off on it and stuff, just like Enron had. And it's just crazy. They make Bernie Madoff look like an angel. But now to see congressmen coming out, a bunch of them, and saying, we got you, and forcing them to turn over the documents, and it's just worse than that they'd even said last week in hearings. I mean, this was a group of Clinton zealots manufacturing fraud, lying about it, using illegal wiretaps to get real wiretaps, intercepts, and then leaking it to the press. I mean, there's so many crimes here. And then lying to Congress, Comey and Mueller have lied to Congress about the investigation. I mean, they all need to go to prison. If you really want to clean house and end all this, and there's no bigger fans. You see Nadler, Matt, he goes, well, a lot of the FBI is battling the Democrats. And so you want to get political. Yeah, the FBI that aren't pedophiles. So this is a real war in America. The FBI is not the enemy. The Justice Department's not even the enemy. These are our institutions, but they've been taken over. They've been hijacked, folks. It's that simple. I'm going to try to shut up and just let him finish up with this piece of testimony because I want to play the other clip from last week where he said, I got a feeling this is the case. And then this week we have all the documents. He's already got them all. Here, let's continue.
Our country at many levels says it with all the humility he could muster. I can protect our country at many levels. This guy thought he was Super Agent James Bond at the FBI. This is obvious. I'm afraid we can't take that risk. We can't. There's no way we can let the American people make Donald Trump the next president. I got to protect our country. This is unbelievable. And I'm here to tell you, Mr. Rosenstein, I think the public trust in this whole thing is gone. So it seems to me you got two things you can do. You're the guy in charge. You're the guy who picked Mueller. You're the guy who wrote the memo saying why he needed to fire Comey. You're the guy in charge. You could disband the Mueller special prosecutor, and you can do what we've all called for. Appoint a second special counsel to look into this, to look into Peter Strzok, Bruce Ohr, everything else we've learned in the last several weeks.
And pause. Back it up. I just got to tell you, where'd you hear about a new special counsel first is right here. And we're going to debate that with Roger Stone. I forgot to tell you guys, Roger Stone, he wants to come on the third hour. And I forgot to tell you, now we got another guest on there. So we'll do 30 minutes with one guest and then have Stone on. But I mean, why not use the Inspector General? They're the ones that are finally doing something. I think that's the proof they're doing what they're supposed to. I mean, they've uncovered Matt. They're caught, folks. I mean, this is unbelievable. Let's continue.
You're the guy who wrote the memo saying why he needed to fire Comey. You're the guy in charge. You could disband the Mueller special prosecutor, and you can do what we've all called for. Appoint a second special counsel to look into this, to look into Peter Strzok, Bruce Ohr, everything else we've learned in the last several weeks.
Yes, Congressman, and I can assure you that I consider it very important to make sure the thorough review is done, and our Inspector General is doing a thorough review. That's how we found those text messages as part of that review.
Let me. You've given that answer like 15 times. Let me ask you this. Are you concerned? I mean, this is what a lot of Americans are believing right now, and I certainly do.
By the way, pause.
That the Comey FBI...
They wouldn't release all this Inspector General stuff till Congress subpoenaed it. Now, the FBI did 2 weeks ago go ahead and post on their site the beginning of this. So, I don't know. Is it Inspector General? Because they look like they're starting doing their job. Or is it the special prosecutor? Here, let's continue.
And the Obama Justice Department worked with one campaign to go after the other campaign. That's what everything points to. Think about what we've learned in the last several weeks. We first learned they paid for the dossier. Then we learned about Peter Strzok. And last week we learned about Bruce Ohr and his wife, Nellie. I mean, this is unbelievable. So... what's it going to take to get a second special counsel to answer these questions and find out, was Peter Strzok really up to what I think he was?
I think it's important to understand, Congressman, we have an inspector general who has 500 employees and a $100 million budget, and this is what he does. He investigates allegations of misconduct involving department employees. That review that he is conducting is what turned up those text messages. It will also involve interviews of those persons and of other witnesses.
And we're looking forward to his report, and we've met with Mr. Horowitz, and we're anxiously awaiting that report. But that doesn't dismiss the fact that the country thinks we need a second special counsel. 20 members of this committee, the Judiciary Committee, with primary jurisdiction over the Justice Department, thinks we need a second special counsel. All kinds of senators think we need a special counsel. What fact pattern do you have to have? What kind of text message do you have to see before you say it's time for a second special counsel?
I want to assure you, Congressman, as I think the Attorney General explained, we take very seriously the concerns of 20 members of this committee or one member of this committee, but we have a responsibility to make an independent determination, and we will.
Hit pause again. Comey and Mueller ended different criminal investigations on servers and uranium wine and all this other stuff on the Clintons as FBI directors. They did that. And then it gets worse. Because you could have the president fire the FBI director if they wanted to, but we just leave all this in place. And he says, oh, we're just going to continue on, when they're the ones that criminally ended the Hillary investigation because they felt like it was the Justice Department and had illegal tarmac meetings. But he's acting like when they're in the middle of this giant debacle or they've been caught red-handed, that they're just going to go ahead with it all because it just doesn't matter. And everybody will forget about it next week. Go ahead.
I want to assure you, Congressman, as I think the Attorney General explained, we take very seriously the concerns of 20 members of this committee or one member of this committee, but we have a responsibility to make an independent determination, and we will.
Thank the chair.
The chair recognizes.
And again, let's read that quote. Did the FBI pay Christopher Steele, and was the dossier the basis for securing warrants for the FISA court to spy on Americans associated with the Trump campaign? I mean, this is beyond any movie. Beyond Perry Mason, I mean, this is just sensational. And then when they cut, because it's still going, when they cut to the Democrats, they'll just bring up the racism and other Republicans, and we need investigations of Trump for hurting women. And by the way, Trump did a bad job on the response to the hurricanes. I've never seen them have hearings where they just totally bypass all this and just cover other issues. They don't even try to prop up the DOJ or prop up their minion. They just engage in this behavior. I'll play it coming up in the next little segment. Congressman Jim Jordan last week. But I'm really a fan of that guy. Tenacious, everything. It's just amazing. He's awesome. Every time I see him over the years, he just does an amazing job. So I've been a fan, but I'm really a big fan. Because let me tell you, you're going up against the mafia when you ask questions like that. And I do it every day. It's just good to see other men standing up with us. Because let me tell you, I'm going to do my duty. But, it's hard to hold back sometimes if you're going to go full-on war against these people. But you got to play by the rules. And they're a bunch of scum. I just cannot wait till we send these people to prison. Good Lord. Oh, man. Briefly, this is when we fund the next year, InfoWars. And we sell great products at great prices. But the weeks leading up to Christmas and up to the 19th, where you can still guarantee delivery on or before Christmas, but you want to get them by the 18th to really be safe, you need to go to InfoWarsStore.com, and it's what we call Christmas week, this week leading up to the week of Christmas. And we've got massive specials, free shipping, and we've got the new Alpha Power, 50% off. It is the strongest, most concentrated, highest quality formula out there, period, in this whole area of natural, healthy testosterone boosting, in the area of increased physical and mental energy, helps reduce fatigue. It's been admitted to be associated with healthier cholesterol, better energy during the day, better sleep. I mean, we can even make claims because it's so powerful, and it's all seen as healthy and good. But let me tell you, you need to be maybe take a half capsule the first time you take it. Alpha Power, 50% off. The Real Red Pill grows great with it. DNA 4 is 33% off. Survival Shield, 50% off. A lot of this stuff is going to have to end, though. A lot of it's selling out. But we've got record sales, even on new items at InfoWarsLife.com. Don't fight the crowds. Don't fight the traffic. Just support the InfoWar. Get great products and get your Christmas gifts now at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. History's happening. You get tomorrow's news today here at InfoWars. Second hour straight ahead.
In Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Well, Jim Jordan is asking questions that I've seen, like people like Congressman Hansen ask back in the 90s. The IRS had dotted him and drove him around for 6 months in federal buses till his feet exploded. They call it dieseling. They drive you all day, 16 hours to another federal prison, take you out, chain you back up, make you crap all over yourself. It's one of the worst forms of torture there is. It's like being chained up to a wall. And that's why I admire people like that, because that's what makes the world go round, is men that are willing to stand up against scum. There are good men and there are bad men in this world. And I really want to see the bad men defeated. And I'm sick of them, and I'm sick of how they're little cowardly chicken neck pieces of filth. And I hope God kills them all. And God will. Let's go to Congressman Jim Jordan. Last week, predicting everything that's now come true in documents released last night as the Democrats crap all over their treasonous pedophile pants.
There's been all kinds of stories. PolitiFact reported 96% of the top lawyers' contributions went to Clinton or Obama. But Peter Strzok, the guy who ran the Clinton investigation, interviewed Mills, Abedin, interviewed Secretary Clinton, changed gross negligence, a crime, to the term extreme carelessness, who ran the Russian investigation, who interviewed Mike Flynn, gets put on Mueller's team, and then he gets kicked off for a text message that's anti-Trump. If he kicked everybody off Mueller's team who was anti-Trump, I don't think there'd be anybody left. So here there's got to be something more here. It can't just be some text messages that show a pro-Clinton, anti-Trump bias. There's got to be something more. And I'm trying to figure out what it is. But my hunch is it has something to do with the dossier. Director, did Peter Strzok help produce and present the application to the FISA court to secure a warrant to spy on Americans associated with the Trump campaign?
Congressman, I'm not prepared to discuss anything about a FISA process in this setting.
We're not talking about what happened in the court. We're talking about what the FBI took to the court, the application. Did Peter Strzok, was he involved in taking that to the court?
I'm not going to discuss in this setting anything to do with the FISA court applications.
Well, let's remember a couple things, Director. And I know you know this. We've all been made aware of this in the last few weeks. Let's remember a couple things about the dossier. The Democrat National Committee and the Clinton campaign, which we now know were one and the same, paid the law firm, who paid Fusion GPS, who paid Christopher Steele, who then paid Russians, to put together a report that we call a dossier full of all kinds of fake news, National Enquirer garbage. And it's been reported that this dossier was all dressed up by the FBI, taken to the FISA court, and presented as a legitimate intelligence document, that it became the basis for granting a warrant to spy on Americans. And I'm wondering if that actually took place. It sure looks like it did. And the easiest way to clear it up is for you guys to tell us what was in that application and who took it there.
Congressman, our staffs have been having extensive interaction with both intelligence committees on our interaction with the FISA court, and I think that's the appropriate setting for those questions.
Here's what I think, Director Ray. I think Peter Strzok, head of counterintelligence at the FBI, Peter Strzok, the guy who ran the Clinton investigation, did all the interviews, Peter Strzok, the guy who was running the Russian investigation at the FBI, Peter Strzok, Mr. Super Agent at the FBI, I think he's the guy who took the application to the FISA court. And if that happened, I mean, think if this happened, if you had the FBI working with a campaign, the Democrats' campaign, taking opposition research, dressing it all up and turning it into...
We've got it. This transmission is coming to you.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you are go.
It's Alex Jones, coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Ladies and gentlemen, everybody knows that I don't usually cover congressional hearings. I like to talk, I like to cover a lot of news, I like to take your calls, got a lot of guests. But I bumped some guests and moved some guests today because the ongoing congressional hearings of the Democratic Party operative, Deputy AG, that created the whole avenue for Mueller to set up this fake investigation, he has just been grilled by Congressman Jim Jordan. He's been grilled and absolutely impeached by the chairman, Bob Goodlight. It has just been epic. So I'm going to play Mr. Gowdy, Trey Gowdy, former prosecutor, tearing into him. But let me just tell you, When you get government agencies caught politically in text messages and emails saying we can't let Trump be president, we got to make something up, and then they hire people from the GPS group, and it's the wife of the head of the Justice Department Russia operation, and the judge is involved and has to recuse themselves. I mean, this is sensational. So just like Nixon recorded people with the tapes to have dirt on them, the tapes got him. And it's the same thing here. The criminal wiretaps, before they didn't get warrants on, they lied about, then getting false info to get the fake wiretaps. Because then they put, when I say fake wiretaps, they would use wiretaps and then say they found things in those that weren't there. And then leak that to the press. And then when they get the transcripts, it's not even what was said. Transcripts show Trump getting orders from Putin, blah, blah, blah. Then the transcripts are, when he's president-elect, you need to back off. We're military strong. We'll help take out ISIS. Don't respond to our sanctions. And Russia's like, okay. That's what you're supposed to do as a president. It's like amazing how much they respect him. So this whole thing is just unbelievable. And then again, the wife of the Justice Department head of the Russia operation, all Russian investigations run by this one guy, or his wife's the deputy of Fusion GPS, and then millions of dollars in additional, what, $2 million is given by the Justice Department from the husband to the wife at Fusion GPS. And then she admits in the emails that they've now been forced to give them last night that they've been holding back under threat of contempt to Congress. And she's in there going, yeah, we understand. I meant to do this with the money. I meant to take Trump out. That's in mainstream news today. I mean, just giving money to your wife at some flimsy fake intelligence op that was $13 million we know of. You really think they paid $13 million to say that women urinated on Trump in a Moscow hotel or St. Petersburg or whatever it was? That's the payoff to all the people to lie. It's the payoff to the FBI agents and the in fact, no one's even seeing this. I'm going to tell you now, the big smoking gun of all these smoking guns, the big one, the 100-millimeter cannon, you know, on the big battleship Arizona, is that this guy was over the entire Russia investigation and all things Russia at the Justice Department. He was at the head of the Russia desk of the Justice Department, or his wife is already at Fusion GPS, already getting Democrat money. They get millions and millions more as it's transferred to them, and she's paid money and bonuses, it's now coming out, on that. So they were paid for the frame-up. We're going to go to Trey Gowdy right now. But again, ladies and gentlemen, do you realize that? Do you realize they used the taxpayer money for the Justice Department head of the Russia desk to say we need to pay a couple extra $1 million? They've only made $11 million. That's not enough. They need $2 million more for the PP Gate dossier while his wife is running the Pissgate operation. You got millions going to this guy's wife and company. Woo! And see, why is no one wargaming this? No one has said that till I said that. And I don't want to be the one that keeps figuring this stuff out. But do you see that? Let's go to Trey Gowdy.
Thank you, Judge Poe. There are a lot of issues that I would like to ask you about, Mr. Deputy Attorney General. We had a terrorist incident in New York this week. We have 702 reauthorization that is pending in Congress. Gun violence, the opioid epidemic, criminal justice reform. But when I go home to South Carolina this weekend, trust me when I tell you, no one is going to ask me about any of those issues. They're going to ask me, what in the hell is going on with the Department of Justice and the FBI? The reason we have special counsel, this is a very important point, and you know it. The reason we have special counsel is because of a conflict of interest. The regulation itself specifically makes reference to a conflict of interest. And we don't like conflicts of interest because it undercuts people's confidence in both the process and the result. So let's be really clear why we have special counsel. There was either a real or perceived conflict of interest that we were fearful would either impact the result or people's confidence in the process. That's why we have something called special counsel, and that's why we have special counsel in this fact pattern. And then, lo and behold, those who are supposed to make sure there are no conflicts of interest seem to have a few of their own. There's a senior prosecutor who sent obsequious emails to a fact witness. She can be described as nothing other than a fact witness. She's a really important fact witness if you pursue the line of inquiry that my Democrat friends want to pursue. They got off of collusion and now they're on obstruction of justice. She may be the most important fact witness in an obstruction of justice case. And the senior prosecutor for this conflict of interest-free special counsel sent a fawning, obsequious email to a fact witness. And then we have prosecutors assigned to conduct this investigation who donated almost exclusively to one candidate over another. And then we have a prosecutor assigned to this conflict of interest-free team that attended what was supposed to be, what he'd hoped to be, a victory party for Secretary Clinton. And we have a senior DOJ official, Mr. Deputy Attorney General, with an office that used to be two doors down from yours. Wife was on the payroll of Fusion GPS. And then we have a senior agent assigned to investigate Secretary Clinton's email, help draft the exoneration letter. Well, we changed the language from grossly negligent to extremely careless. Interviewed Secretary Clinton in an interview I've never seen, and I doubt you have either in your career as a prosecutor. Interviewed Michael Flynn, was actively involved in the investigation into the Trump campaign before the Inspector General found his text. So this agent, in the middle of almost everything related to Secretary Clinton and President Trump, sent pro-Clinton texts, anti-Trump texts to his paramour, in response to being told maybe he is where he is to protect the country from that menace, Donald Trump. He said, I can protect our country at many levels. And then he said Hillary Clinton should win 100 million to nothing. Now think about that, Mr. Deputy Attorney General. That's a pretty overwhelming victory. 100 million to zero. And when I read that last night, what I thought was this conflict of interest free senior agent of the FBI can't think of a single solitary American who would vote for Donald Trump. That's where the zero comes in. Not a single solitary American he can imagine would vote.
That's right. They're saying we're not human. We're going to come back and play the rest of this powerful testimony. It just gets more incredible because it's so truthful. It's veritas. This is the arrogance of the people that have hijacked our country. This is the arrogance of these globalists that think they're invincible, that they'd be in emails and text messages saying all this, and most of them are on the Russian payroll or the Chinese communist payroll or you know, other things even worse. And it is just insane how these beta weirdos get into power and always think they're invincible till they get their political necks wrung. We'll be back. I'm Alex Jones. Spread the link, InfoWars.com.
Around this network about Alex Jones, for example.
Alex Jones, the far-right conspiracy theorist who is apparently... Alex Jones.
Scum! Russian scum!
Not really Russian scum, but the Democrats come to my world.
Reputation's amazing. I will not let you down. You will be very, very impressed, I hope.
And I'm not going to let America or my family or you or the president down. President says to me, last time I talked to him, he said, Alex, they make it harder and harder for us to talk, but I want you to know this. I want you to keep it up. I want you to continue what you're doing. And you've got my pledge. I'm going to keep it up. as strong as I can, and I'm not going to let you down. You're not letting us down, is he? The media will probably have a heyday with that. That's the last time I talked to the president, what he said to me. He said, keep it up, what you're doing, and I'm going to work as hard as I can as well. You got that commitment. And I don't think I'm going to let you down. So that's what's happening right now. That's why they hate him. They go, he's an idiot. We could buy him off with more power. Why is he like, these Americans don't deserve prosperity of other countries. We're the big global elites. Let's screw everybody. He's doing what he says he'll do. CNN, Fox News, MSNBC. It's crazy. I mean, Donald Trump wouldn't sell out to the globalists. He's not selling out to the Russians. They want to build a big hotel over there and everything. He'll do it. He's not going to sell out what he's doing for that. They've taken hotels and golf courses and his pageants and his TV shows in this whole campaign. Probably, it's like $1 billion, they say. He's probably lost about somebody that absolutely loves money. No, he doesn't. He likes winning against other people that want to shut him down. And he sees America like in a mirror as himself, as we all should. That's what it is. And he's tired of it. Let's finish up with Trey Gowdy ahead of the guest joining us. Let's finish up with this powerful testimony the congressman's giving. Here it is.
Conflict of interest free. Senior agent of the FBI can't think of a single solitary American who would vote for Donald Trump. That's where the zero comes in. Not a single solitary American he can imagine would vote for Donald Trump. This is the conflict of interest free. Special agent assigned. And then he went on, if that weren't enough, to belittle Trump supporters by saying he could smell them at a Walmart in Virginia. This is the person we needed to avoid a conflict of interest. And then he said this, they fully deserve to go and demonstrate the absolute bigoted nonsense of Trump. But he wasn't content to just disparage Donald Trump. He had to disparage Donald Trump's family. This is what he said, Mr. Deputy Attorney General. He said, the douchebags are about to come out. He's talking about our First Lady and children. This conflict of interest-free special agent of the FBI. This is who we were told we needed to have an objective, impartial, fair, conflict of interest-free investigation. So he's openly pulling for the candidate he had a role in clearing, and he's openly investigating a candidate that he has bias against. And then if that's not enough, he says Trump is an effing idiot. What the F just happened to our country? This is the same man that said he would save our country.
I'll stop right there.
What happens when people who...
When they say... Their country, they mean the globalist crime network, that's their country. America is the enemy they're fighting, flyover country. That's what Obama said in speeches. So again, they're going to save their country to run our kids, run our lives, suck off of us. That's their country, the anti-America. And so these are the emails coming out they've been holding back. And the text messages, just like Mika Brzezinski came out today and said, you know, his family, his wife, his kids, they're horrible. They need to come out and call Trump a pig. That's coming up in the next segment. This is their hateful attitude. Let's continue.
What happens when people who are supposed to cure the conflict of interest have even greater conflicts of interest than those they replace? That's not a rhetorical question. You nor I nor anyone else would ever sit Peter Strzok on a jury. We wouldn't have him objectively, dispassionately investigate anything knowing what we know now. Why didn't we know it ahead of time? And my last question, my final question to you, and I appreciate the chairman's patience. How would you help me answer that question when I go back to South Carolina this weekend?
So Congressman, first of all, with regard to the special counsel, Mr. Strzok was already working on the investigation when the special counsel was appointed. The appointment that I made was of Robert Mueller. So what I'd recommend that you tell your constituents is that Robert Mueller and Rod Rosenstein and Chris Wray are accountable, and that we will ensure that no bias is reflected in any of the actions taken by the special counsel or in any matter within the jurisdiction of the Department of Justice.
And I got a bridge I'll sell you.
When we have evidence of any inappropriate conduct,
like you with the Russians,
we're going to take action on it. And that's what Mr. Mueller did here. As soon as he learned about this issue, he took action. And that's what I anticipate that the rest of our prosecutors, our new group of
U.S. attorneys. Well, that's the guy on the Russian payroll, Rod Rosenstein. Let's shut up that Clinton turd. Got enough from him. Everything's fine. Forget the record conflict of interest, total fraud, fake dossiers, the very people with the fake dossiers clearing Hillary. Forget about it. Everything's fine. They're going to save America by shutting us down. And they're doing a good job censoring. But Donald Trump and others are moving in to stop Google and Facebook and Twitter censorship. So they're getting a big, fat, juicy wake-up call. By the way, I'm tired of big corporations taking holidays like Thanksgiving and Christmas and turning into their own little corporate name to get it away from what the tradition really was. That's why I said, why not just have Christmas week in the week leading up, kicking off on the 11th, running through for a week until the actual week of Christmas, to make Christmas about Christmas and to make sales about Christmas. What's a better gift than high-quality supplements that have been documented to really improve people's lives? Give the gift of X2 to friends and family. Give the gift of Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Give the gift of Alpha Power, our nudish amazing product. Give the new Real Red Pill, DNA Force. That's 33% off. Real Red Pill, 50% off. Alpha Power, 50% off. These are great-selling products out of the gates, but I want people to get them at almost a loss because I want them to see how amazing they are, so that, quite frankly, you get hooked, just like I am. Alpha Power, Brain Force, all of it. Alpha Power is a male and female, natural, healthy, sports, brain, libido enhancement. And quite frankly, if you think you got results with Super Male Vitality and things like Anthroplex, which are great, we're going to keep selling, we love them, wait till you get things like Alpha Power. Wait till you try the Real Red Pill that's the basis and the platform for all of it, with the pregnenolone and all the rest of it, the precursor to all the hormones. Wait till you get Survival Shield X2 and see what good healthy iodine in the body does. Wait till you get Knockout, the sleep aid, and see how great it works, or Prostaguard. There's close to 100 items at 50 to 67% off and free shipping, and it's running right through till next Monday, but then the specials have to end. InfoWarsLive.com, InfoWarsStore.com, or 888-253-3139. Why fight the crowds? Why fight the traffic? Why not get great products, fund the InfoWar, and win, 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 win?
Discover trends and global developments years before they happen, right here on The Alex Jones Show.
We're back live, ladies and gentlemen. We've got a guest for the next 20 minutes or so, and then I'm going to get into great detail on a NewsWars.com article that just went live. And I was aware of this. I knew we were researching it. But it's all part of Hollywood trying to mainline pedophilia at the UN through NAMBLA and others, and Nickelodeon sexualizing children. This is a story by Clifford Cunningham. It's on InfoWars.com as well. This needs to go everywhere, folks. This needs to go, you know, top story out there. I never beg Drudge to link to our articles. He just links wherever he wants. But I think this is newsworthy, even if he linked to somebody else's about it. But I haven't seen this anywhere else but InfoWars. Pedo film takes Hollywood by storm amid wave of sexual assault allegations. Despite a wave of sexual assault allegations that have rocked Hollywood, film executives at Sony have decided to show a film depicting a relationship between a teenage boy and an adult male, a decision slammed by former child actor Corey Feldman. I mean, there you go, folks. You can't make this up. And this is the agenda. L.A. blaze ignited by vagrants as homeless camps explode across the state. It's another News War story. Joining us is David Seaman, investigative journalist and author. You can follow him on YouTube at David Seaman Online. And he's here with us because he's one of the really balanced reporters out there who isn't just hyping it from our research, but actually covering it, cryptocurrencies. And look, mainstream stuff is all fiat. This is crypto, and it has privacy. That's the real value, and the code, how it works. I'm not a mathematician like some of these folks, but Again, you can follow him on YouTube at David Seaman, 160,000 subscribers just on YouTube there. The cryptocurrency market is now worth more than J.P. Morgan, CNBC. Bitcoin market value is now larger than Goldman Sachs and J.P. Morgan. RBC, the cryptocurrency market could have, be worth $10 trillion. And it goes on. Litecoin, Ethereum, Bitcoin price surge leads alternatives to gain huge amounts of value. Litecoin, we're going to get into all these with him, because here's the thing. If I study something, I can kind of figure it out. But then if I start wanting to invest in something, I get obsessed with it. That's why I don't watch sports, why I don't invest, because I want to just invest in news and know what's going on there. So that's never invested in the cryptocurrency, even though I believe in the overall system in it, because I don't want to give listeners bad advice. So then I kind of stay a neophyte. But that's why I have experts on, like David Seaman. So David, I've got a lot of questions here. If you're the expert, you should out of the gates tell us what's most important. It's just that I don't want to tell people to get involved in something that's a giant bubble. But good Lord, Bitcoin's going on 6 years. I had guests on that told people get into it. I've had so many people thank me because they've invested $1,000 and, you know, made $5 million. And then I just think, good Lord, one time, you know, 4 years ago, Max Kaiser was trying to give me $1,000 worth at some hotel in London. I was too busy to go to my hotel room and get my laptop because I just didn't want to get involved, because I didn't want to mess with it, because I don't know how to explain it. It's like, if I don't know something, then I don't ever get involved. Here's the thing. I'm trying to get involved. I want to know, because now it's so big that I feel like an idiot. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it makes total sense. Never turn down free coins from Max Kaiser, but nobody wants to jump to a new system. Nobody wants to learn a new thing. It took me a couple of interviewing different people in Bitcoin to actually come around to the conclusion that this thing is probably sound. You know, do I read computer code? I really don't, for the most part. But thousands of people around the world from totally different backgrounds, right? Big government crazies, libertarians, anarchists, people who support WikiLeaks, big bankers, everybody in between, Russians, Chinese, American people. Keep in mind, Bitcoin is global. This phenomenon of people mining for crypto, it's happening all over the world. And so these thousands of people in different countries with different backgrounds, they've all reviewed the computer code. It's 100% open source in the case of Bitcoin and Litecoin and Ethereum. These are open source technologies. So if you have a disagreement with how something runs, just show us the line of code, right? So it definitely took me a lot of research to jump into it. I didn't want to stake my name to something that would go down in flames. And for a couple of years, the crypto markets really did nothing. And a lot of people burnt out financially during that period of time. Crypto did nothing, but below the surface, a lot was being built. And now we're starting to see the beginnings of what was built, you know? So
exactly. And again, I just wanted to really understand before I got into it or promoted it. But now, what about the concern that it's been leaked out by powerful global groups that know the old currencies are going to die and that they want to get us all in this global digital system that we think is personal and private, but really is part of a larger global management system that is going to be brought in via booms and crashes globally to consolidate control over cryptocurrency?
Sure. Well, we all know that the elites have been trying to collapse the global economy for some time. First, make us reliant on their fiat currencies, the Rothschild banks, dead people's faces on rectangles of paper. What most people don't realize in America and in Europe, when you go to the mall, when you spend some money, you're using foreign banker currency, right? I don't want to get too esoteric here, but
we're already using somebody's, we're using their phony digital system.
Exactly. Yeah, using a system where they is in the house of Rothschild and the Rockefellers and Soros and other ruling families have literally trillions of these things, trillions of these digital tokens called dollars. And Bitcoin is a shot across the bow, no doubt about it. And what I tell people now, people who have those concerns, what if this is some system they're trying to crowd us into it like sheep, right? Trying to throw us off the cliff. I say, if this is a cliff, it's a good cliff, right? If this is the cliff they're trying to cast us off of, because it's open source and because anybody can mine for it, look at things by their fruit, right? That's what the Bible tells us to do. Look at things by their fruit. I forget the exact quote, but If this thing were created
by Lucifer, judge a tree by its fruits. That's what you said.
Yeah, exactly. That's the quote. If this thing were created by Lucifer himself, and I have no evidence to suggest it was, I think it was just the cryptography community realized that there's a bigger issue than privacy, and that issue is currency. And they worked on this problem quietly for years and finally figured it out.
I remember Max Kaiser on here like 4.5 years ago saying this will challenge JP Morgan. He goes, I tried to use silver to crash him, but Bitcoin will do it. And it's now worth just Bitcoin, 370 plus billion more than JP Morgan.
Yeah, yeah. No, Max Kaiser is one of the most brilliant people on television when it comes to currency stuff. The way I like to think of it is if somebody was telling you about Bitcoin years ago, they probably know what they were talking about, right? And you've covered it for years. You've made many of your viewers unintentionally rich, as you pointed out. And so as I was saying, if Lucifer himself or if some demon race of aliens launched Bitcoin, at least it's a better deal than Chase. At least it's a better deal than Wells Fargo. Whatever this stuff is, 8 years in, thousands of people way smarter than me have reviewed the software that makes it run. It seems to do its job. If there's a problem, I'll be the first to let people know.
So let me ask you, where is it going next? I mean, it's just undoubtedly is the future. Where is it going next? What do you expect to happen?
Bitcoin is one of those self-enhancing prophecies, right? The chicken or the egg problem. If you have a currency and nobody wants to accept it, then it can't grow. And if everybody wants to accept something that nobody uses, then it can't grow. But now, because of how big the market valuation is, you know, some people say it's stupid. Some people say it's overvalued. But because of that market valuation, everybody wants a piece. Nobody's turning down Bitcoin now, right? If Max Kaiser were to tell you today, hey, Alex, you still want those Bitcoins I offered you years ago, you'd probably say yes, right?
Yeah, it was only worth $18 million now. Yeah, it's worth more now since a week ago, yes.
Yeah, so I think it's a self-enhancing prophecy, and there's no reason to think it can't take out the PayPals and JP Morgans of the world over the long term.
Well, let's get into this with a top cryptocurrency expert, David Seaman. Again, we'll be back with him on the other side, journalist, breaking this down. Then we have Catherine Austin Fitch joining us, one of the top former heads of HUD with the Clintons, big insider, and Roger Stone, who called for the special counsel against Mueller. Well, looks like it's about to happen. He'll be joining us.
He aligns himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are back live here broadcasting worldwide. I am your host, Alex Jones, and we are joined here by a journalist who's been on before, David Seaman, writes for a lot of big publications, is a very, very popular YouTube channel, and he's somebody that a lot of folks respect as really trying to steer folks towards the right places to go in Bitcoin. You know, the radio network I'm on, GCN, has taken a lot of advertising from Bitcoin groups and other cryptocurrencies, and that's fine. We really haven't done much of it, except with a few groups we know, just because, again, I'm a little neurotic about understanding something before I get into it. But now, clearly, the governmental fiat currencies are used to control people. What people agree upon to use as a currency is just the nature of civilization. So if it empowers individuals, as he said 8 years into this, this is looking really, really good. My problem is then who are the best websites? And talking about advertising, they're not advertising, they should. I need to find out who the best people are, talking to you and other experts, Max Kaiser, you name it, to see who I should approach to be sponsors, because I want to now start getting into a spectrum of these. I think people should, again, not spend any money that they need to eat or live off of. I think it should be money that you'd be willing to, you know, take your wife or girlfriend or husband out to dinner on, or, you know, maybe a weekend, you know, driving down to the coast or something. I mean, I think this should be discretionary income, but I don't want to feel like I'm stupid. I mean, I have integrity, so I've waited so long, but I think now I need to really get a crash course and not just kind of sit back and interview people. I need to start experiencing it myself. So, I mean, obviously you're reporting, but where do you go? What do you think are some of the best currencies? How do you store it? We hear about people that store it on their own computer that's hooked to the internet or some of the exchanges. People break in and steal it. Of course, that can happen with any wealth. You know, why have kids? They can get hurt. Or, you know, why own a car? Somebody can key it. I mean, it's a normal thing with assets. I'm not knocking it, but those are some of my questions.
Yeah, sure. So you bring up a great point, which is it is still very risky. We're 8 years in. This is open source software. It's not backed by any government. It's not insured by any government at this point. So it's do it yourself and it's use at your own risk. But as you can see, for those of you who are watching on Alex's TV show and YouTube, sorry, I didn't mean to bring up some random currency. I'm not even invested in that one. But yeah, I'm up on coincap.io. And as you can see, the crypto markets are red hot. So a good place to just get your feet wet and see what are these things valued at right now would be coincap.io, or another really popular one would be coinmarketcap.com. And so that's where you can begin to see which currencies are competing against each other. You can start to do your homework over there.
And how many thousands of percentage points is Bitcoin up since it first launched? I mean, you know, Vegas is 60% against you. Even if you see this as gambling, this has paid off in thousands of percentage points.
Yeah. So since Bitcoin was launched to the world about 8 years ago, as open source software, it came out January 2009. He released his white paper explaining how it works. That white paper is still online. Anybody in the world can read it at bitcoin.org/bitcoin.pdf. That's the original free document that tells you what on earth is this thing and how does it create digital cash. And so since that point in time, Bitcoin is up more than 50,000%. Yeah, that's the white paper right there. It's up more than 50,000%.
And again, tell folks a little bit about 50,000%. Tell people about the developer, the Japanese developer.
Yeah, so we don't know much about Satoshi Nakamoto. That's the pseudonym of the creator, or the team of creators who released Bitcoin to the world. And then to answer questions from the community.
I was about to say, I can never get answers even from people like Kaiser that have met these folks who really did it. That's one thing I don't like. I'd kind of like to know who really created it.
Yeah, if that's a sticking point for you, there are other currencies like Litecoin where they know very well who the creator is and where he's doing media interviews.
Why wouldn't somebody want their name to be known? Maybe in case it went south or in case they got targeted for doing it?
Yeah, I think it's actually a strong feature of Bitcoin that we don't know who the creator is, because if some overzealous government agency says, oh, look, you're not complying with rule A, B, and C, we need to indict you and bring you in, that would obviously crash the currency's value, at least in the short term, even if
it's
not
logical. Sure, don't they say in that manifesto and others that they're doing this to empower people?
Essentially, Satoshi made hints on the blockchain. He references an article about the financial crisis. And that was one of the first, you know, things written into the blockchain is a newspaper article about the financial crisis where Americans are getting hosed. So there is an ideological element to this. I mean, we all know what we're doing. We're psychologically replacing the dollar with this crazy thing called a Bitcoin. And so far, so good. But again, it is still very risky technology. Nobody's underwriting this. Nobody's guaranteeing it. It's what really it comes down to, I think, Alex, is whenever peer-to-peer pops up in any area of life, P2P, they try to stomp it down as hard and as fast as
they
can. They
want middlemen in control. This is cutting middlemen out.
Yeah, they try to make us never try it again, right? So the printing press, they didn't like, because you no longer have to go to church and tithe 10% of your income to have somebody in the church tell you what the Bible says. You can print up your own Bible. You can give them to friends and family members, and you can start to interpret God's word for yourself. Back then, that was highly disruptive.
And that's what we're doing in the independent new media, is saying, hey, we're having everybody on. We're having a bigger discussion. People say, I want my own discussion. And that's what's killing that monopoly.
Exactly. Yeah, they don't like people going off and doing their own thing. And there's nothing more peer-to-peer than Bitcoin. There are people in their basements mining for Bitcoins and Ethers and Litecoins right now. They can't control that. And of course, tomorrow, we could all stop craving Bitcoin and then it could collapse. But tomorrow, we could also crave Bitcoin even more. I mean, now it's a massive network. So
I was about to say, how many cryptocurrencies are there? Because they're saying, I mean, it's already what approaching what percentage of global currency?
Yeah, so as of yesterday or the day before, all of the crypto in the world had reached more than $500 billion in value, so more than half a trillion. Now it's a little bit under a trillion because it's moved back a bit, but roughly half a trillion dollars of market value in crypto at this point. It's incredible.
So if I would have invested $10,000 in Bitcoin 8 years ago, what's 50,000 times 1,000?
I mean, you would have a lot of money today. And one of the concerns about Bitcoin is, who is Satoshi Nakamoto, right? What are this man's intentions or this team's intentions? Because he stopped communicating with the public in 2010. He was responding to people in the Bitcoin forums, developers and miners and stuff, drops off the face of the earth sometime in 2010. And it's been run by volunteers ever since, pretty much, by volunteers and by companies who work with Bitcoin. But this man, maybe he still holds some of his coins, and it makes you wonder if he becomes the next, super banker.
Bill Gates.
How many coins he has. Is he a good person or is he a bad person? At least, again, it goes back to that biblical quote. He's made a lot of people rich. He's made Jamie Dimon sweat. So judging him by the fruit of his tree,
he's good.
That's one nice tree so far. You know, that's one real nice tree. So,
wow. It's amazing. Well, I want to get you back on the broadcast soon, my friend. Any other important tidbits we should get into to understand cryptocurrency?
Yeah, just a couple of closing things. People always ask where to buy it. At least if you're in the U.S., one of the best places is Coinbase, coinbase.com. Let's see if I can bring it up there.
And where do you keep it? Just on a thumb drive? I mean, don't plug it into the internet.
So coinbase.com, they're a good place. So you can do something called offline storage or cold wallets. Do a search for Bitcoin cold wallet, Bitcoin offline.
So have it in a hard drive and put it in a Faraday cage.
Essentially, yes. Essentially, you can have a laptop that you never connect to the internet. You use a thumb drive to install your favorite Bitcoin wallet. You generate a Bitcoin address or an Ether address if you're using Ethereum. You send money to that address, but you never connect that computer to the internet. And therefore, you don't have to sweat at night about hackers getting your Bitcoin, because from a physics perspective, we know it's impossible to hack a computer that never connects to the internet. You can disconnect your
network. Hold on, stay right there. We got to come back in 2 minutes. I want to do 5 more minutes with you if you can to get more into this. I've got a few other questions, and I know some of the crew wanted to pop in and ask a few questions as well, and I forgot to go to them. We'll be back in 70 seconds after this break. Please support us. We don't have the Bitcoin. We don't have the George Soros funding either. We're just funded by you. The radio networks and stations are funded by local sponsors. We're pretty much funded by you buying products, T-shirts, books, videos. We've got All Lives Matter shirts that are exclusive at InfoWarsStore.com, and we've got White Lives or Matter, Black Lives Matter shirts, all the same names together. We have It's Okay to Be White, Okay to Be Black, Okay to Be Brown, Okay to Be Red, Great to Be Human, very powerful shirts. They're limited edition, InfoWarsStore.com. And the new product that I know is going to be our best seller, CellForce. It's so incredible. 50% off out of the gates and store-wide free shipping. So many other specials, but a lot of them are having to end because we're selling out. Get your brain force as well. It's about to sell out. Thank you all for the support, but do your Christmas shopping. Don't fight the crowds. Don't fight the traffic. InfoWarsStore.com. Get great products, get your shopping done, and help defeat the globalist.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Watch me! Watch me! I got it.
By the way, just like I first called, not bragging, just letting folks know, I figured out their program, their blueprint, their operations manual. I was the first to say hours after last week that a bunch of stuff, but I was pointing out that they were running a bunch of scams where they would come out and make an announcement and then it wasn't true. They would say that Flynn has admitted that he, during the campaign, worked with the Russians and that Trump ordered him to. Wasn't true. And they put the hoax out and they go, oh, you're suspended 4 weeks. They did that desperately to see how it would be accepted. It wasn't. Just to see if it would sail. And people wouldn't go look up the dates that were already there and find out it was when he was president-elect and totally normal. Well, I saw Anderson Cooper last night call Trump a pathetic loser and all this stuff. And then when it had a backlash, he deleted it saying, oh, someone hacked me. So that's how these cowards do it. But I got to give it to Mika Brzezinski with her filthy activity. She just does it right out in front of God and country. That's coming up in the next segment. Catherine Austin Fitz joining us. Roger Stone with big exclusive news. He's the guy that first called for the special counsel to investigate Mueller and the whole thing, and it looks like that's what's going to happen. So I just can't believe how dialed in Roger is, not to getting orders from somebody he developed so many of these strategies. And that's why I call him dirty and evil, because he's not. And then he just kind of arrogantly goes with it. Well, you bet I'm the villain, and it's not even true. So, again, joining us is David Seaman, again, investigative journalist and researcher, a popular YouTube channel with 130-something thousand subscribers at David Seaman Online. I've got about 3 minutes to break. Thanks for joining us. Other important tidbits you got cut off by the break you want to impart to folks about the cryptocurrency revolution. It really is like printing press level, internet invention level. I mean, clearly 8 years in, this is something that we can't ignore.
Yeah, we at Fulcrum News, which is my startup news company, we think it's a big deal. We put up an article and a couple of videos. Bitcoin and Ethereum have elites in a global panic. So that's the level of disruption that's ahead potentially.
And that's important. Interrupt. Give us your website again.
Fulcrumnews.com.
It's a great name. I love Fulcrum. Yeah, go ahead.
They tried to attack Napster, and then later technologies like BitTorrent were so good, they just couldn't shut it down. And here, Bitcoin might be the same way. Certainly, everybody has tried to attack it. The media, Reuters and the AP, which are controlled in part by the Rothschild family who invested in them. Whenever there's a pullback in Bitcoin, they always focus on that. And they don't focus on the fact that overall, the thing is up more than 50,000%. Some of its biggest competitors.
Well, sure, and look how the Rothschilds own the main carbon exchange as well, and the Economist magazine, NM Rothschild, you name it. They want a global carbon tax to be the new fiat currency. They really don't like cryptocurrency.
Yeah, they are a money cartel, and they have overinvested in media to keep us craving their dollar bills, which they essentially loan out to our own country. It's very bizarre. Doesn't make sense in a modern internet age. And that's why crypto is coming of age, is that our financial system is the last thing we're doing that is kind of a throwback to the Middle Ages. We elected a president on the basis of videos and social media posts. So why doesn't our money catch up now? It is. But again, for people out there, final point to remember, please store your own coins. Once you learn enough about Bitcoin or about Litecoin or even Ethereum, take the extra step to learn about cold storage. Store it yourself, because even though Coinbase is a good business, in my opinion, part of the ethos of crypto is you hold your own money. You don't trust Coinbase to remain good people and to not be compromised.
One of the crew wants to pop in just real quick and ask you a question. Go ahead.
Hey, David, longtime investor here. I've been curious about whether or not it'd be worth it to hold on to cryptocurrency or sell it off for cash, because the whole point of this is it's supposed to take place of U.S. dollars someday. What would your advice on that?
Yeah, I can't give financial advice in terms of whether or not cashing out now would be ideal. I can't tell you if it's going to go up in the future, but I can tell you personally, the little amount of Bitcoin that I have and a lot of Ether I have, I won't have to sell it, but I can buy something at that currency. Until then, I'm mostly holding. I have an income. This is, as Alex said at the beginning, it's still speculative. It's still risky.
We're out of time, but Connor, that's a great question. I would do a mix of it, and that's how you do it in investments normally. David Seaman, thank you so much for talking to us about the revolution of cryptocurrency. A lot of really thought-provoking points that I needed to ask because I want to know. We'll be back. Stay with us.
Corruption. It's Alex Jones.
We're going to Catherine Austin Fitz, used to head up the Department of HUD for the Clintons, big insider exposing them for 20 years. We're going to get her take on what's happening with the economy, what the globalists are up to, and more here in just a moment. Mika Brzezinski, the article's on Infowars.com right now, has come out in a vicious attack against the Trump family. Well, I'll tell you what, let's just hear it directly from her own mouth.
I want to know how she does that and where the chief of staff is and where anybody else in the White House is this morning or where they were after that tweet went out yesterday. The president should have taken it down. The president should have apologized if he didn't take it down. He should have apologized for hurting Senator Kirsten Gillibrand's feelings at the very least. But he should have apologized for being a sexist pig, for sexually harassing on Twitter, for using sex to denigrate women. And again, I mentioned yesterday, the president is obsessed with women. especially some women, especially women who go on television and have a voice, or especially women who serve in Congress or in the Senate who use their voices. Any woman that stands up against him, he is obsessed.
And again, the headline is up on Infowars.com. I'll play more of it in a minute. Brzezinski attacks Trump's wife and daughter for not calling out sexist pig president. So he got this bullying thug, daughter of a war criminal, married to this creepy psycho Joe, up there just upping the vicious rhetoric and vitriol to 11, to use a Spinal Tap example. And she's there bullying the family, saying, call out your pig father. Your father was the pig. Your father's system's coming down. You are a evil pig. I know people that know her behind the scenes and have been on the show. They say she literally is so hateful. Everyone's completely scared of her. She won't even talk to anybody. Joe Scarborough is a kept creature, kind of a salacious crumb that sits on Jabba the Hutt's lap. And I don't mean fat-wise. It's just salacious crumb sat on Jabba the Hutt's, you know, belly. And so let's just finish up with it. But the article is on Infowars.com. Here it is.
Any woman that stands up against him, he is obsessed with. He has some special problem with women. And the women around him, his wife, who has a platform against cyberbullying, that's a joke. That is the saddest thing I've ever seen in this White House, ever in my life.
Well, stop
and
right
his
there.
Daughter, who-
Hold on. You, there's no proof of any of this with you people. I mean, it's your husband that had to leave Congress after a dead intern female was found with her brains bashed out, Mika. And the police wouldn't release the autopsy report. Okay? So, you're up here saying all of this and saying he's attacking women with no proof, lady. You're the Democratic Party that covered up for Bill Clinton. Here it is. We'll finish up.
In my life. And his daughter, who came to Washington to work for the president and develop a platform for women... Go home. Go home. You're doing nothing if you stand by
this
president.
Let's stop again. The stock market's back. People can pay off their college loans. The economy, they're trying to kill the economy coming back. Go home. Go home. There's no place for women in the Trump administration. Just loaded BS. It's mainly Democrats had to pay off all that stuff in the sexual harassment. Let's continue. We'll go to Catherine Austin Fitz.
If you stand by this president, and you should think of the country rather than your brand. And I'll tell you right now, Sarah Huckabee Sanders, I feel sorry for you. I've started a support for Sarah, and get your mind out of the gutter. I seriously support you in your quest for truth, in your quest for goodness.
Oh, let's pause again. Sanders said that this woman in Congress saying horrible things would have done anything previously for Trump to give her campaign money. Saying she'd do anything doesn't mean sex. Get your mind out of the gutter. It's you guys that got your minds in the gutter. It's, again, pure projection by a dying, corrupt ruling class. Here we go.
In your quest for love of country, because you haven't made it there yet. And I'm not just talking about the women and the...
These are the globalists wanting to get rid of our country, our sovereignty, our middle class, that Trump's trying to bring back. And they're telling us that we're not patriotic, like the FBI agents that made up the PP Gate dossier kept saying they're so patriotic, but how much they hate Americans. And they hate flyover country, and they hate bitter clingers. Projection. Everything she says is her. Here it is.
The White House? I'm talking about the entire White House, all the men around this president. Do you really go home to your wives and daughters and say this president knows what he's doing? This president stands up for women? Do you really do that?
Your wives? Hey, Mika, you supported the Arab Spring and ISIS and the Al-Qaeda forces, enslaving hundreds of thousands of women, killing tens of thousands, cutting their genitals off, putting them into sex slavery. I mean, you really support Hillary that supported pedophiles and actually fought for him in court? I mean, really, Mika? Really, Mika? What a joke. Back to her.
Do that, your wives should kick you out. Here's Steve.
Again, they are trying to create a rebellion within everybody's houses against each other with some harpy sitting up there like a buzzard perched at the failing MSNBC. Let's finish it.
She doesn't have a difficult job. She has an easy job. Tell the truth to the American people. She's an assistant to the President of the United States. She swore an oath to the Constitution of the United States, which she disgraces every day as she serially lies hour after hour after hour every day. And it bears mentioning, just for a moment, how abnormal this is. The assault, the constant assault on the dignity in the majesty of the office of the President of the United States. And this is exactly the reason the President of the United States is not welcome in the United Kingdom. Because his presence standing next to Her Majesty the Queen.
The Queen. So they're literally saying there's an assault on women because we have President Trump. The very group in the WikiLeaks trying to cause a race war. So they tried race war. They tried Russiagate. Now they're moving on to men and women killing each other. We're going to have Catherine Austin Fitz riding shotgun with us throughout the hour. Roger Stone's going to be popping in. So we'll have a three-way going here where we're all discussing things. They'll probably say, I meant that sexually. That's how their minds are dirty. I have to, like, think about Mika Brzezinski. You know, we'll have three people on, like a three-way on the phone. But they'll probably make that something in the news here. Like, I mean, there's no end to it. Like, that lady do anything for campaign contributions. You know, he always talk about the people wanting to, you know, get campaign contributions. Like, he'd say on the thing, these senators here used to beg me for money. They'd do anything for money. He didn't mean to have sex with those men. He didn't mean that there. Catherine Austin Fitz, Solari.com, your amazing magazine is here in my hand. Your great work. I'm going to go over all your work at the heading up HUD, and, $300 billion in financial assets you manage. But you're a big dog in the whole fight. And so you're an expert on this. You're bipartisan patriot. What do you make of just all the insanity going on?
Well, I think, Alex, a lot of it is a distraction. We launched a report and a website in September about $21 trillion missing from the Department of Defense and HUD, working in partnership with a group of scholars led by Dr. Mark Skidmore at Michigan State University. And Dr. Skidmore did an excellent, excellent interview on December 3rd that really went viral about the $21 trillion missing. That's $65,000 per person in America. So for a family of four or five, you're talking about $250,000. Interestingly enough, Forbes picked it up. Dr. Kotlikoff picked it up. And it started to get real headway in the financial media. And wham, Department of Defense announces they're going to come out with an audit. They had been scrambling. They took down all the documents.
I was about to say, the word is Trump. Trump saw the piece and ordered that. I should have led with the great work you and your colleagues are doing.
So, well, but here's the problem. You can't pay pension fund benefits with audit reports. So an audit is something that happens next year, is completed 2 years from now after the 2018 elections. In the meantime, there's $21 trillion that needs to be accounted for, and as far as we know, is functioning outside of the law. So the reality is, if somebody's getting on morning network TV and talking about, you know, sex is the great distraction, and right now we're purging all the sort of old people and we're using sex to do it. So we have purges going on, but that's really cleaning out the old, expensive, high overhead leadership and moving in a new group of leaders. I don't see it as making meaningful changes, really, in the system. So I think there is an enormous amount of distraction going on in the major media, and, you know, and that's all it is. They're doing anything to create noise and entertainment away from the real issues.
Well, let's talk about that and give us your report card on how Trump is. I know you were here a few months ago and it was mixed. Catherine Austin Fitz is going to talk about the tens of trillions of dollars missing that they admit, and now they're talking about an audit. Hey, that's exciting. We'll be back. Crashing the lies and disinformation. I'm your host, Alex Jones. Please don't forget, we're kicking something off that I hope next year is picked up by others. But the first year, 2017, Christmas week. They hate anything traditional. They want to make it all corporate and turn it into holidays and say that's politically incorrect. It's Christmas week, and we've got free shipping store-wide, over 100 items, 50 to 67% off. But a lot of these are going to have to end because we already sold out of Rainforest once. It was out for a few weeks. It's not going to be back till the new year. Our great nootropic, super high-quality folks love it. That's 50% off. We've got Prostagarb with the saw palmetto and everything else that's known to be good for your prostate. That's 50% off. Vitamineral Fusion, 50% off. All the high-quality, horrible food, 50% off. That's off the regular low price. I don't like we raise the price and lower it. Alpha Power, stamina, libido, energy, strongest formula out there from our research. That's out of the gates, 50% off. The Real Red Pill that's got the hormone precursor, pregnenolone, if I'm pronouncing that right, that's got all the vitamins and minerals, amino acids. It takes about a week to feel the effects, or 4 to 5 days, but it's amazing. Alpha Power, you'll feel in like 30 minutes. All those other products are at InfoWarsStore.com. And when you purchase the products, it funds what we're doing, exposing the globalist and bringing you game-changing info. I mean, you know, Catherine Austin Fitz was on here a month and a half ago, and her organization and groups at Solari.com and their economists were beating the drum about the tens of trillions missing that she's been doing for a decade plus. And boom, now they're, you know, calling for a audit, which I agree is too little too late. So getting into this then, what do we do right now? Why is this so central? Why is this so important? And what do you see going on with Trump?
So here's the issue, Alex. Crime that pays is crime that stays. And the reality is, if you have right now, we live in a society where things are run by force. We see the stories, for example, and you've carried many of the doctors and natural health practitioners who are being violently assassinated. So we have a society that's run by force. You can't change that with a financial product. You can't change that by tinkering with the information systems. Frankly, what you've got to do is cut off the money. It's like a car that's running on our gas. We're putting the gas in the car. If the car is running around killing people, you've got to turn off the gas. So this comes down to citizens and state and local officials saying, wait a minute, you know, if the courts aren't going to assert jurisdiction over the financial management laws, if Congress isn't going to do it, then we're going to have to do it. And there are many different ways of doing it, but it starts with recognizing that there's only one way to stop the lawlessness. I mean, you've covered the lawlessness at the Department of Justice. You've seen what's come out over the last couple of weeks. It's going to continue unless we shut off the money. I mean, when you were a kid and your mother wanted to, you know, get you to change your behavior, what did she do? She cut your allowance, right?
Exactly. That's why they're so arrogant. What do you make of these congressional revelations where it's all like six or seven FBI agents, a few Justice Department people, their wives and people are getting millions at the GPS group to make up the false stuff. Then they get fake warrants. The judges have recused themselves. I mean, this is spectacular how this is unraveling.
Well, there are many questions, but clearly if you look at the anecdotal evidence, it looks as though the Department of Justice and the intelligence agencies were deeply compromised in the conduct of the campaign, and even more frightening in the conduct of the transition. Now,
I was about to say, why are they so arrogant as to send emails and text to each other just admitting it's all a fraud? That's crazy. It shows delusional nature. I mean, if you're going to commit crime, why not be slick about it, you know?
Well, but here's why. In the annual wrap-up, we're about to publish our annual wrap-up in January, and we pick out the most important news videos of the year. One of the most important news videos of the year, I was about to say I'm not a Chuck Schumer fan, but he did us all a service. He did an interview, I think, on CNN or CBS.
And he said the intelligence agencies have seven ways to Sunday to get you.
Right, but what he was saying is the intelligence agencies run the executive branch, not the duly elected president.
And so Trump could be good or bad, but the point is for me, correct me if I'm wrong in your view, he's trying to be president. That's why they're so upset.
Well, but this is a fundamental governance structure, because our problem in this country is the governance structure does not have integrity and people are getting assassinated left and right. It's become a third world country. The question is, who's in charge? Who's responsible? Who's accountable? Does the president run the executive branch and the Congress run the Congress? I mean, is the Congress allowed to pass a law without getting shot at their local baseball game? I mean, that's the question. And so are we going to allow the intelligence agencies have run this country since the president was assassinated in 1963 in broad daylight. So the reality is we have a governance structure issue. Who's in charge of the country? Is it the people behind the intelligence agencies, the big investors and the corporations? Is it the intelligence agencies, or is it the people? And this is coming down to a fundamental flaw in the governance structure. Nothing's going to work until we get it fixed. I'm very, it's always, I always get frustrated with the people who say cryptocurrencies are a solution, because in fact, all we're doing is inventing their next digital currency.
Now, I respect you, and that's why I've not promoted all this. I just feel dumb not getting involved myself, and I got offered $18 million of it once, and it was too lazy to get my laptop to put it on because I didn't want to fiddle with it, just because I'm not into things like that, because once I get into securities, then I obsess on it and want to know all about it, and then I don't have time to do a radio show and try to figure out news. You have to, choose who you're, like Bob Dylan says, you got to serve somebody. I serve the news and information warfare, not financial stuff. I have experts like you on, but what are the issues with now these cryptocurrencies being so gigantic? What are the problems?
Well, here's the thing. If you're going to a world where 7 billion people have smartphones, then you want digital currencies. I mean, the leadership has wanted digital currencies for a decade. You got to build the train tracks.
So this is how they make it trendy. This is how they make it trendy.
Right. So the here's the thing. I could try and hire all the top software developers in the world and all the top hardware guys in the world and pay them a fortune. It's much cheaper for me to engineer, you know, a run up in the price and get them doing it. And then mission period is over. Wham, you shut them down and you take over, which the central banks ultimately will do. So it's very, very clever. And the reality is the price can go much higher. If you look at what needs to be right now, blockchain is not scalable to the extent that they need it on an economic
basis.
Sure.
So who do you think's really behind the original launch of Bitcoin? You know, I know Max Keiser's a nice guy. I know he's been involved with some of the Soros sons. And I'm not saying he's a bad guy. I'd like him to come on and answer those questions about that. Hopefully he will soon. But that's been my concern from the beginning.
So, I can't tell you. But ultimately, the people who most want this system, and you did the premier interview on this, is that it's the bankers who want a chipping system. And you did the interview with Aaron Rousseau, where right before he died, Aaron decided to tell all and explained, you know, what the plan was and how the chipping system will work. Well, you're going to get there a lot faster if you get everybody inventing. And as I said, the market's so small and so the ownership is so consolidated, it's very easy to manipulate this price up. And, you know, the question for a lot of people listening to this is they're looking to make money on the speculation. How far does the innovation period run? How high can they take the price? No one knows. It's a political question. This could go on for quite a while. You need to bring a lot of people in because, you've got to get the transaction system more secure and figured out. And two, you've got to figure out how to take blockchain globally, again, in a way that's economic.
Exactly. You've got to get stores everywhere accepting it. And that's why we all got offered the money. Hey, you know, 5-6 years ago, hey, Alex, take it on your store. Here's some free stuff. And I'm just like, do I want to sell my soul for $18 million? But then I think maybe it's a good thing. Maybe it's not a bad thing. Maybe I'm, you know, maybe I should. I mean, again, I'm not normally somebody that vacillates. But on this, I'm kind of looking at both sides because I don't know. But Catherine Arlington Fitch has never steered us wrong. We'll be back with her on the other side with more and Roger Stone with Breaking Intel.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones, live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide from the Infowars.com studios.
I'm Alex Jones, your host. Coming up here in just a few minutes, Roger Stone, who first called for a special counsel to investigate the fake Mueller Clinton crime family investigation of Trump for Russiagate. That's now openly being pushed by Congressman Jim Jordan and many others. Boy, when he first talked about it 2 months ago, they acted like he's ridiculous. You can't do that. The Democrats attacked within hours when he said that on the show because they're afraid of it. Roger Stone coming up in a moment. But finishing up with Catherine Austin Fitz of Solari, ladies and gentlemen, an amazing website, solari.com, amazing quarterly report by Catherine Austin Fitz, calling for the investigation of the missing trillions in the Pentagon and more. It's now starting to happen. No, it's not as much as she'd like to see, but it's in the right direction. Catherine, in the few minutes we have left, what are other tidbits, predictions, angles you'd like to bring forward on, you know, trying to restore the republic, trying to restore jobs, trying to restore a future?
So one of the reasons I think that the Bitcoin the growth in Bitcoin and the growth in the price is going to continue for a while, Alex. From what I'm seeing, Bitcoin is the laundry of choice to finance a world of activists coming into the 2000 election and doing a lot of the divide and conquer. When you talk to the activists who are doing all this crazy stuff, they're all financed with Bitcoin. I saw a presentation not long ago in September by an activist who's basically traveling the country planning on running for president in the Libertarian Party, promoting a rape of Russia plan, exactly the same plan that we, the intelligence agencies, did in Russia after the wall came down, something that would devastate, you know, Russia. The population dropped 10 to 20% overnight as a result of literally people starving to death. And if you look at what was being promoted, it would be the same thing. It was very funny. I got back and did a report, and one of my favorite colleagues said, oh, this is Hitler's wet dream, an infinite amount of free money to finance armies. So I think this is, if you look at who is being financed.
You're saying Bitcoin is a globalist black ops weapon.
It's many different things. So I'm not saying this, but if you look at coming into the 2018 election, you know, whatever the laundry is being run by Bitcoin, I think they're going to have a tremendous impact. And we need to understand that if we're going to push back.
But couldn't Pandora's box get out if you're correct? And couldn't this end up things like it being used for good? You know, people going direct, peer-to-peer instead of through middlemen?
Sure. You know, anything can. But remember, we're talking about a financial system and an information system that has no integrity. So no financial system can have integrity when the governance system doesn't have integrity and is run by force.
Well, my gut, as everybody knows, the last 6-7 years was, even if it's legitimate, they're going to grow it up. They're going to let it be Wild Wild West, and they're going to come take control of it. We'll have our global digital currency, and we've already created the pathways. People already adopted it, not fearing a global digital currency as Big Brother, but thinking it was avant-garde. Catherine Austin Fitch, always thought-provoking. Solari.com, thank you for spending time with us.
Thank you, Alex. Have a great day.
You too. So many people say to me, they go, Alex, last hour you were up there promoting cryptocurrency. And I do want to start dabbling in it and learning. So I get, it's so important, I better figure it out. That's what's happening. It's like if I go take a boxing class, doesn't mean I'm going to go be a heavyweight boxer or, you know, whatever. I'm admitting I'm not an expert. I know more than most people because I've studied how it, you know, the generalities. But I'm going to start doing some investment and some studying and having more guests on because it can't be ignored. And then I'm going to have guests on that are anti-crypto. I'm going to have people that are pro because that's what we do here. We actually try to figure stuff out, and then we remember and watch who's been accurate, who's been on target, who do we trust, who's got the savvy, the gravitas. Now, one of those people is Roger Stone. It is ridiculous how much he predicts, how much he breaks, and he doesn't get fed an idea. He develops most of them on his own. Sometimes we develop ideas together, but 9 times out of 10, he's got a big idea about politics. And that's why he's so respected and feared in Washington. Believe me, I've been there with him. I've seen it. It's amazing. These bigwigs, he thinks he's a rock star. And that's why the left's so scared of him, blaming him for everything. You know, the women that came out against Franken, they said he made it all up, even though Franken admits it, because he first broke it here. Well, he had a Fox News source. But he was the first guy months ago to go, a special counsel. You can't fire Mueller now. Because they're going to spin that, a special counsel that will expose him. Well, some say, well, let the inspector general do it. And it seems like they've been pushed into that now, so a lot of great stuff's coming out. These hearings were sensational. I mean, the whole House of Cards is coming down. It was all fake. For me, it's money paid by the Justice Department head of the Russia investigation to his wife. When they gave $2+ million, it's to his wife that got hundreds of thousands that we know of. I mean, just right there, this isn't just conflict of interest. This is looking to me criminal. Nobody's pointed that out yet. But so what does he think now about this? Because here it is. Here's Jim Jordan, who's asking the toughest questions along with Trey Gowdy. I've got to say, he's asking the toughest ones. Such a fan of this guy. Saying exactly what Roger Stone's been calling for 2 months. Here it is.
This is unbelievable. So what's it going to take to get a second special counsel to answer these questions and find out, was Peter Strzok really up to what I think he was?
I think it's important to understand, Congressman. We have
that's enough. Because Inspector General has numbers. I was saying, Roger Stone, what do you make of this? What's the next big shoe to drop?
Well, Alex, Rod Rosenstein certainly proved to be the artful dodger today under relentless probing from Trey Gowdy and Jim Jordan and Matt Gaetz. He dodged and weaved and kept referring every question to someone else on the question of text messages from the Mueller staff, on the question of McCabe's refusal to respond and testify for the Congress, McCabe being the deputy FBI director, on the question of the contributions to various Democrats, Clinton, Obama, and so on, from members of the
and the very same Trump. Russiagate people are the ones covering up for Russiagate for the Clintons. I mean, this is a very tight group, really an inner conspiracy. It's so tiny that only like 7 people are running everything.
So I think what happened today is the move for a special prosecutor to hone in on Uranium One, hone in on what Mueller and the Get Trump Brigade, which is really what his strike force is up to, and their various biases and evidence of political democratic activism really picked up speed today. I really have believed, as you do, that now, given the mainstream media position, the president can't just unilaterally fire Mueller. It would appear that he was firing him to obstruct justice. But he can put Mueller under investigation himself, in which case he could not continue to sustain his position as special counsel.
He must recuse, but won't they bring in a new little creature?
Well, it kind of depends. Since the focus of the new special prosecutor would have to be Rosenstein himself, given that he was the supervising U.S. attorney on Uranium One, I would argue that the public wouldn't stand for it. Rosenstein would have to recuse himself also, and the decision would go to the Solicitor General.
But regardless, we're going to break. I mean, I don't, you know me, I won't sit there and put positive stuff out of it if it's not positive. I'm a killjoy, and you're like, hey, this is a victory. They are falling apart. They are scared. They are panicking. So they're changing the subject to Me Too and Roy Moore and you know, special hearings on Trump. I mean, they are really moving away from the Russia fable.
All of their bias, all of their prejudice, all of their true motives have been exposed in the last 10 days. It is incredible. Between the rogue FBI agent, the text messages, all their dirty laundry is out there in public, and the American people are getting it. They are definitely getting it.
It's this is beyond any Perry Mason show, these three congressmen you mentioned. It's so riveting. It's like beyond a movie. I'm like on the edge of my seat, and they're just devastating them. And it's so good to see congressmen not being wimps, but being strong and being informed.
Well, and the other guy, frankly, who's been terrific is Senator Chuck Grassley, who has got this thing by the horns and is in full forward charge against the deep state.
Well, just like Jordan said last week, more's coming out. Let's talk about the next shoe to drop, because I know you and I both know some of what's about to drop. I don't know how much we want to get into here, but just get ready, because if you want to fight, the globalists have got one. Stay with us. From the front lines of the information war, it's the Alex Jones Show. With yours truly, Alex Jones. You hear those war drums? We're watching the whole globalist system go down right now. It doesn't mean, again, we're offering some utopia on the other side, but I was already thinking this morning. One of the crew members said, we don't want to die on this Roy Moore Hill, which is a military term about this is not the hill for us to die on. It's not a bridge we got to take. It's not a fortress. It's them throwing everything they had at it, problems with the candidate, a perfect storm. They're trying to make this a bellwether of Republican losses so that the House and the Senate get taken in 2018. I don't think that's going to happen, but I'm going to get Roger Stone's take on that. I remember Roger privately agreeing with the president months ago saying, you know, boy, we could have done something better than this more. But we saw it as a Tea Party victory that the Republicans wanted Luther Strange, and we got this. The question is, would have Luther Strange have won? Matt Drudge came out and you know, said, hey, sometimes stuff's just a little too much. But we also saw fake polls showing him losing by 10 to 15 points. That creates a bandwagon effect for Jones. We also see them saying they're going to expunge the records of the voting unprecedentedly the day after the election. So my gut tells me, after seeing all the election fraud, that there was some serious fraud here, that they didn't count most of the military ballots, and he only lost by half a point. But again, die on that hill. Does the recount have any chance? I haven't asked your opinion on this, Roger. What do you think really happened in Alabama?
Well, Alex, first of all, I think it's important to understand how we got here, because the president essentially, I think, was misled into making a series of bad choices. The way Alabama's primary system works, there is an initial primary in which there were not two, but four candidates. Luther Strange, the attorney general who'd been appointed to the U.S. Senate in a dirty deal with the outgoing governor who was on his way to prison. Luther was supposed to be investigating him. Instead, he was importuning him for an appointment. Congressman Mo Brooks, who, although friendly with Steve Bannon, was a never-Trumper during the 2016 race. Dr. Randy Brinson, who appeared here at InfoWars, an early original Trump supporter and former chairman of the Alabama Christian Coalition.
That's who you thought would be the really the best.
I thought he would be the strongest candidate. And then Roy Moore. Now, of those, only Brinson was a Trump supporter. But every time Dr. Brinson was able to find substantial financial support, Mitch McConnell and the boys at the Senate committee would mobilize and cut that money off. The president was told by his advisors that this was a two-person race and that he had to choose between Luther Strange and Mo Brooks. That was never true. And the president was kind of shocked when suddenly a judge he had never heard of won the nomination. Now, I'm a libertarian, as you know. Roy Moore was never my cup of tea. On the other hand, I didn't want a liberal Democrat in that seat. Now, in essence, I think we have avoided a whole new controversy, because I can tell you directly,
if Moore would have gotten in, they were going to make a canard out of it, a red herring. It was going to be really out of the whole Me Too hysteria.
Even worse, Mitch McConnell and the Senate Campaign Committee had investigators in Alabama this past week digging into Judge Moore's personal finances, seeking to prove that he lied on his financial disclosure forms, a felony that would certainly prevent you from being seated in the Senate. So they were ready had he won. Frankly, I doubt the judge would ever have been seated.
So you think we dodged a bullet here?
I really do. Now, here's what I would do if I were the president. Right now, I would call Doug Jones and I would invite him to the White House. Doug Jones has to run in Alabama in 3 years. Alabama is not and will never be a liberal state.
And so if he's smart, he'll make a compromise with the president.
Well, it's a ruby red state. If Doug Jones wants to get reelected, then he's got to be a Democrat in the mold of Hal Heflin or Rick Shelby when he was a Democrat. They're not going to elect, or I should say re-elect, a liberal Democrat.
Then how did one of the most ruby red states fall to the Democrats? Just all the money, the more, because Moore did kind of hide a lot once this stuff came out.
That was a huge factor. You can't be invisible and be a candidate. Riding your horse is not going to get you votes. Moore was too extreme even for Alabama. Even his wife's comments at the rally the night before, oh, we're not anti-Semitic. One of our lawyers is a Jew.
So expanding on that, Matt Drudge is right that you just can't push it this far.
Well, look, you had Roy Moore saying that homosexual activity between consulting adults should be illegal. I'm sorry, I'm a libertarian. What consenting adults do behind closed doors is their business.
No, I mean, I hear you. And
too extreme, even for Alabama, too extreme. So Moore was too far out of the mainstream. He was a poor campaigner. He wasn't terribly articulate. And when attacked, he didn't punch back. He disappeared. That is a cardinal mistake, a cardinal rule. If you're going to get attacked, you got
to
respond.
We had him ready to come on this show, and they just wasn't off-record discussion. They were just afraid I'd ask tough questions. And I said, yeah, I'm going to bring up how young girls as you date, because I think it's a little creepy. But
well,
I was going
to... So they passed up the opportunity to be seen by millions of liberty-minded voters and thousands of them in Alabama. It was an inept campaign, a poor candidate, and unfortunately, the president was pushed into a series of unfortunate choices.
All right, let's shift gears here. What are they going to do? Where do you think the Russia investigation goes now that it's literally a point exposing the fraud, and it's unraveling by the day as new documents come out? They've been trying to hold them back. Now it's a deluge, a collapse level. Floodgates have been opened. What do they do now? We know it's Me Too. That's their go-to. But if Trump doesn't roll over or the Republicans don't roll over to all this ridiculousness, it doesn't do anything. So where do they go in their hysterics? Because they're reaching new levels.
But actually, I give you credit for this. The instant the Weinstein thing broke, you said on this show They're going to recycle the phony charges against Trump now. You predicted it before anyone I know, and that's precisely what we see unfolding.
But I can see the PR rollout. They did this on purpose. They couldn't cover this up anymore. His brother wanted to burn him. They've been spending. It was already coming down, so they decided to do it. It's clear rollout.
But what I think the answer, Alex, is, as I told the New York Daily News and the Washington Times this week and Vanity Fair, I still believe that the only two people on the planet who don't realize that Mueller is going to bring a charge of either obstruction or perjury against the president are the president's two lawyers. Now, it's very important to understand that Ty Cobb, one of the president's two lawyers, does not work for Donald J. Trump. He works for the
Office of the President. Hold on, stay there. You're hosting the fourth hour. I'm going to co-host part of that. Stay there. We're going to come right back in a moment and break all this down with the one, the only, Roger Stone. I'm Alex Jones. I want to just thank you all, the listeners. Thank this crew. Thank the sponsors. Thank the networks. Thank everybody for being here. I just want to say that because it's so incredible. We're even on the air with all the tribulation that is going on. And I'm not complaining. It's what we asked for. But let me tell you, it's been quite a ride. Christmas week. We're calling it Christmas week. I want people to adopt it. The week before Christmas, it's about Christmas. So call it Christmas week. We have free shipping store-wide at InfoWarsStore.com. Free shipping. That hadn't been around in a few weeks. We brought it back. And close to 100 items now that are 50 to 67% off. And we're not selling stuff that's not selling at that. I want you to get products, in some cases, at loss leader prices, so that they're so good, you'll want to come back and get them again. But let me tell you, we need funding. And it's, you know, it's been up and down this year compared to last year. I need to expand. I'm trying to hire more people. I'm trying to pay them decent to do our hard work. And my great reporter, people like Owen Schroyer and others, you know, I want to give them Christmas bonuses. So I know it's hard for you out there as well, but you get great products, water filters, seeds, books, videos, supplements. When you get them at InfoWarsStore.com, you know you're fighting the tip of the spear. You know you're getting the globalist faces, and you know you're having an amazing effect. So please do your Christmas shopping, or at least part of it, at InfoWarsStore.com. We've got the new Red Pill. We've got Alpha Power, which is just incredible. We've got Brain Force Plus. We've got DNA Force, 33% off. We've got so much available at InfoWarsStore.com, or you can call toll-free 888-253-3139. But whatever you do, understand, we don't whine like millennials or like SJWs. Oh, my God, we're under attack. But when it all comes out someday, what's been going on behind the scenes, nobody even knows about it here. That's okay. People are going to be amazed. Because let me tell you, I live a James Bond movie every day. They want to shut this down, and the money you give us is coffin nails in their big, fat, ugly butts.
This message is transmitted at the request of the President of the United States of America and the Office of Homeland Security. In compliance with the United Nations, the President of the United States has declared martial law. Curfew is now in place. Return to your homes. Any congregating of two or more people outside of your homes will result in you being arrested on site.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. It's the Alex Jones Show.
Coming up at the start of the next segment, we're going to get to Al Green. He's back again with more impeachment pushes after it failed earlier this week. We're going to play that video coming up. Roger Stone's going to be hosting after that. I'm going to turn the baton over to him. But Roger, I saw it as a big deal over the weekend on CBS's weekend show. They had the former head of the CIA, he was interim head, former deputy director, come out and say, we were wrong. We spied on the president-elect. We spied on the president. It was political. It was wrong. And he's been a Hillary supporter and a Democrat. So to have Michael Morell do that, I see that as a real white flag, and that they realize they've been caught on this Russia thing. I don't want to over-celebrate that, and it could be a foil. You're smarter with your instincts when it comes to this. But, I mean, these guys don't usually come out and do this unless they know that they're rolling over and showing their little pink bellies. What do you say?
Well, the evidence is now so overwhelming. You know, the FISA court handed down these documents in November that showed that the NSA under Obama essentially conducted political espionage on 30,000 Americans. You may remember when Judge Napolitano reported this at Fox that the president had been surveilled.
They said it was insane and fake, and then he'd been fired, or he'd been at least, and was he just gone on vacation? It wasn't true. Plus, it's all been proven correct.
Right. So when are they going to apologize to him? The answer, sadly, is never. He was right on the money. So I think it's abundantly clear they were spying on the president. They were spying on his son-in-law. They were spying on Paul Manafort. They were spying on the entire campaign apparatus. This is an egregious crime, far worse than Watergate.
It's a violation of the election, the voters, the trust, using all this thing against the people. I mean, yeah, this is serious felonies.
It's a violation of the Fourth Amendment. Now, let's compare that to what happened in Watergate, where some private contractors, as it were, failed to put bugs in the Democratic National headquarters. Compare that to using the power of the state, the investigative might and capability of our taxpayer-financed surveillance agencies to conduct political espionage on the Republican presidential candidate post-convention. That is an outrageous crime. Clapper, Rice, Brennan, Rhodes.
And that's my next question.
Where are the indictments?
I like to laugh at it, but it's actually scary that they're this hubris filled and arrogant and crazy, and to be sending emails and text messages bragging. I mean, these people are insane.
It's brazen is what it is. And if we had an attorney general who was awake, it's also criminal.
By the way, you've been harping on this forever, and rightfully so, but I got to agree with you now. Sessions has been compromised. What in Hades is going on?
No, Rod Rosenstein is the de facto attorney general of the United States. I don't know whether Jeff Sessions, who I think was a very good man in the Senate, I don't know whether he's compromised. I don't know if he is manipulated. I don't know how he is being controlled. But all he seems to care about is a crackdown on state legalized marijuana in the 29 states where it's been legalized.
He is literally the sad caricature of a 1940s Boss Hog now. And I used to love him for leaking stuff about immigration and things. He was a good senator, but I don't know, Alabamans are mad at him too. I mean, he needs to go.
No, it's time to resign. Now, it was publicly reported that he had recused himself in Uranium One, and then Dr. Jerry Corsi dug into that and found out it was not true. Therefore, to be clear, Sessions could appoint the special prosecutor we need to dig into Mueller and Uranium One today.
That's right. He recused himself on the fake Russia investigation, not Uranium One. Not Uranium One. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. Crashing.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
You know, it's a death-defying life I lead. I take my chances. And I don't say that to act tough. I don't say that we're crashing through the lies and disinformation to act like I'm a big boy. I don't want to be a big boy. I don't want to risk my life. But you know what? I'm not one of these cowardly souls that rolls over to tyrants. And I'm here to make war on them. And we've proven that liner's from 15 years ago, at least. It's like 19 years old. Crashing through the lies and disinformation. Can we play that liner one more time? Because that's been around since at least 1999. So I guess that's like 18 years. And that's what we do. That's what you do. We have. Like if we were fighter aces, we've got the decals all down the plane of what we shot down. And you did that too. Our victories are your victories. And the plane is like covered with our shoot downs. The number of tanks we bombed, the number of bridges we blew out, the number of other aircraft we took out, the number of buildings we strafed. I mean, it is ridiculous, the body count politically. But we're firing Americana, which they want you to forget about and act like it doesn't exist. We just dug up Excalibur. It's not even us. Like, whoa, what's this thing? Free market, success, decent things. And I get mad at myself, not the crew, because I don't see us as that important, like InfoWars.com, NewsWars.com. This has been out, I've learned, for over an hour and a half, and I hadn't refreshed InfoWars.com. My fault. I plagiarized. That's a Rush Limbaugh thing. Roger Stone's about to join us. This article, high-level FBI agents, this is in the new emails, more coming out. They're doling them out, hoping we don't see all this, because they threatened contempt of Congress. High-level FBI agents discussed insurance policy in case Trump won the election. They said, we can't take the risk. This is strokes or strokes or however you say it. I want to believe the path you threw out for consideration in Andy's office. The Department of Revenue FBI Director Andrew McCabe. Good God, they've got running stuff. This is a literal operative, like Stone said weeks ago, that there is no way he gets elected, but I'm afraid we can't take that risk. It's like an insurance policy in the unlikely event you die before 40. Page goes on to appear to respond according. So they made up the whole dossier, paid the wife of the Justice Department official to make it up in Threat GPS. And it's all out, or Fusion GPS, it's all out. And the new emails just came out. God, it's every hour. This is unbelievable. This is open and shut in front of a jury. Conspiracy to commit fraud, conspiracy to get false indictments, official oppression, a conspiracy to defraud taxpayers for fake money, for fake dossiers. Roger Stone, this article, everybody listening has got to tweet this out at Real Alex Jones. They've got to tweet it out, Paul Watson. We just got to go crazy. I just cannot believe that this is coming out. I mean, you add this to everything else, Roger. This is beyond sensational. This is an extravaganza of evidence. No,
Alex, it's the drip, drip, drip of Chinese water torture. They are dying the death of a thousand cuts as their lies and their partisanship and their true plans and motives.
Because they thought Hillary would get in. So the dumb people are on the official FBI email talking about the criminal actions they're involved in.
Right, because they were confident they'd be able to cover it all up the way they covered up the Clinton's crimes in the 80s.
So the headline is FBI agents caught attempting to frame Trump. I mean.
Well, and notice the Andrew McCabe, who is referenced in that story, is the same gentleman who is stonewalling the House Intelligence Committee, stonewalling Chairman Nunes.
Who represented that McCabe would be fair and balanced? Because when Trump finds out, he's going to go ape. I mean, we now have McCabe is like quarterbacking the whole operation. So they get rid of one group and a whole, not like shark teeth, another larcenous group comes in.
But the other question is, who advised the president to keep Mr. McCabe in his job? See, I believe that Comey should have been discharged literally the second Trump took his hand off the Bible. He should have turned to Comey and said, you're fired. For whatever reason, they did not do that. There was never any house cleaning at the FBI. There was never any house cleaning at the DOJ. So what you have in this administration is Trump appointees at the very top. And once you get to the second and third levels, it's an army of Obama apparatchiks. And there's never been a house cleaning.
But, I mean, the overreach, they've been caught. This is spectacular. I can't imagine with the drip, drip where this is going. Because you said the American people are paying attention. They're awake. They're getting it. I mean, they have been caught in the most classic kangaroo investigation. Will Mueller still have the huevos to have his swamp jury, his swamp grand jury out of D.C. indict the president when he is a literal Russian agent? Mueller?
Well, an incredible story also, Alex, on Politico, which the Justice Department refuses to disclose the contents of a waiver that was given to Mr. Mueller so that he could assume this very job as special counsel. This is a waiver that presumably pertains to his conflicts at WilmerHale, the law firm that he left to take this appointed position.
Which is up to its eyeballs in shady Russian deals.
Among other things. Now, Tyler Nixon, the young activist, California attorney, and investigative reporter who's going to join us later on the War Room,
oh, good.
Has determined that Mueller is, while a member of the California bar, he is now inactive. Why? Well, inactive members cannot be charged with ethical lapses, cannot be brought up.
Let's expand.
On bar charges.
Nixon is what, the grandson of Richard Milhouse Nixon?
He is, I guess, great nephew of the former president. He's a bulldog as an investigator and a reporter and an attorney, and he's been digging into Mueller's bar status. You see, when you're on inactive status, you can't be disciplined by the bar. Remember, after the Enron investigation, there were dozens of complaints against Andrew Weissman for his conduct in violation of the bar ethics. So they don't want to repeat that again. They go to inactive status to put themselves above the laws, or I should say the rules, for attorneys.
I don't think they survived this. And I don't, you know, we know they were going to launch the Me Too stuff next year. I don't think they survived this. I don't want to celebrate victory yet. I just think we just gained, it was a boxing match, you know, we just gained the upper hand here. I mean, this is really good news.
Well, and we have done more than our share at InfoWars of breaking the key parts of this story. We were the first ones who told you that the Wall Street hedge fund billionaire, Paul Singer, had financed the dirty dossier before it was tossed over to the Clinton campaign, and then the financing was picked up by the Justice Department, in essence, the FBI. But at the same time, kudos have to go to Tucker Carlson, Sean Hannity, and Judge Jeanine Pirro, who have been stellar in helping us break this story for the American people.
And they've been trying to boycott them. They've been trying to shut them down for that. But we have to give credit where it's due. Even though you've been banned on Fox, and I've been banned on there for at least 5 years, we will give credit because we're not in competition with any of those people. And they've all been called Russian agents, too, just like we have.
They are all patriots, every one of them, and they're friends. And they have done extraordinary reporting in the last 10 days helping bring this
to the
attention.
Yeah, let me ask you that question going to break. Fox got really bad during the Ailes coup and was really bad till about 2 months ago, and suddenly it got better, and now I guess they realized that they couldn't hold back the truth. Now they're hardcore. What happened?
Well, you can still go see
Shep. No, they're still bad people. But, I mean, comparatively, it was bad, really bad a few months ago.
I think that it just appears better to us because the big stories that they are helping develop and break. An incredible story in the New York Times, by the way, last weekend, that Judge Jeanine went in to brief the president on Mueller's conflicts. And General John Kelly told her, you're not helping here. Extraordinary.
General Kelly, you're not helping here. We're trying to roast this guy. We were walking him down the plank here. Don't tell him we're walking him down the plank to a bunch of tiger sharks. Roger Stone's taking over on the other side. Please support the InfoWar. Free shipping store-wide. It's going to have to end the next few days. And 50% off. It's got in. A lot of stuff selling now. But we need your support, so get the products.
Through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Yeah, that's an example from the 80s. The feds want us to drive at 55, maximum speed. People just said no. Now the top speed in the U.S. is 100. And in places like Montana, 80s the high. Places like Texas, I think that's a reasonable number. Judge said, just one more. Ha ha. I'm going to throw your rear end in the county joint. All right, we're back live. Roger Stone's about to take over. I mentioned Alan Green, and again, they're just getting everybody conditioned that impeachment's okay. He introduced it last week, barely got any co-sponsors. Well, he's back. This is yesterday afternoon. He's back because, you know, we can't have the recovery and all the great things that are happening. I mean, if Trump wasn't delivering or fighting to deliver, then I'd abandon him in 10 seconds. But not that the president's patted me on the head a few times. It's that this is real. We're returning power to America. Does it mean we're executing perfectly? No. But he's bringing power back to be the president. Catherine Austin Fitz said that last hour, or earlier this hour. That's what's happening. Here's that clip. We'll get Roger Stone's take on it.
There will be another vote to impeach this president.
And he just wants to say
there
he's behind
be
it when it happens.
Vote, because I will not stand by and watch this country, the country I love, be brought into shame and disrepute because of a person who is unfit to hold the office of president. Mr. Speaker, history will judge us all. I'm sorry for those who find that this is unacceptable and unbearable.
Look how disingenuous this guy is.
I'm sorry. But the country is greater than we are. Government of the people by the people is greater than we are. Maintaining and saving the republic is greater than we are.
Hit pause. It's the Democrats, the Republican leadership, creating globalism, killing our sovereignty, killing our prosperity, and it's all coming back. And then they sit around and act like Trump did something bad. It's just, I don't know about this country. Because it produced so much wealth, it's produced lazy, stupid people like Al Green, who get elected and go to Congress. He lives here in Texas. He sees how our economy is growing. Others are falling apart. He doesn't care. He wants to pass everything like California and just follow what he's told and try to impeach the president and build this up. What a buffoon. But he doesn't care. Because guys like him think mainstream media matters. Let's finish the clip.
In one sense. But in another sense, it really is who we are. I have a tie on that says, we the people. We the people. We are the ones who can make a difference. There will be another vote. I yield back the balance of my time.
This is a guy literally for TPP, literally for selling our country out, bringing in unvetted jihadis. And then he talks about the republic and saving it. When they bash the American flag, the Ninth Circuit bans wearing it in schools in a bunch of states, California, you name it. They call it flyover country. They say they hate it. They put out clips saying they hate it. They have liberal comedians saying, oh, my boyfriend had an American flag. I couldn't believe it. It's so horrible. I mean, these are like space aliens in America. They're so whacked out, but now suddenly they're wearing American flags. What do you make? What do you make of this, Roger Stone?
Well, Alex, I got to be honest with you. I liked Al Green much, much better when he was singing R&B and gospel. Who can forget his fabulous song, Love and Happy? Oh, it's not the same guy. I'm sorry. Look, the guy's a carny barker, but this is part of a strategy. This is to get the words Trump and impeachment into a headline to begin to condition people. There's no doubt in my mind that this is a two-part act. First, they get Mueller to trump up some phony process-oriented charge against the president. Perjury, obstruction, both in connection with the firing of Comey. Then, if the Democrats take the House in 2018, well, then Mr. Green's dream will be fulfilled. We have the excuse, the rationale for impeachment. The only people on the face of the planet who don't seem to understand this are the president's lawyers.
And that's why I played it, because coming exactly, the president's lawyers get into that.
Well, they're looking at Al Green and they're saying, oh, this guy doesn't have the votes. They don't understand that this is just an early salvo. Now, this is very important. Although Mr. Dowd, John Dowd, works for the Donald J. Trump personally, Ty Cobb, who I guess got his name from a baseball player, works for the office of the president. That means that none of his communications with the president are privileged. That means that Mueller can question him, can demand his notes and records. I think this is reckless, to say the least. But the president, as recently as last night, told someone I spoke to that he is expecting a letter imminently from the special counsel clearing him of any Russian collusion. I don't know any savvy observer in Washington who believes that that's about to really happen. And I still believe the president's lawyers, who are outgunned and outmanned by the vast Get Trump squad employed by Mr. Mueller at taxpayer expense, is slow walking our president to the gallows. They just completely misunderstand the level of enmity that the two-party duopoly and the ruling elites, the Clintons and the Bushes et al., have for Donald Trump and the miracle that he pulled off in last year's election. They want to negate the results of the last presidential election. They want to achieve, through a coup, what they could not achieve at the ballot box. Remove Donald Trump.
Continue, Roger Stone.
So, look, I think that it is vitally important that the president understand this, that he not be lulled into this false sense of security. The fact that he is now going to Florida on the weekends, the fact that he is now back to his habits of roaming his palatial estate, Mar-a-Lago, that he is mixing with old friends. Alex, it's not incidental that he went to Palm Beach, and when he came back, he posted those incredible videos showing the Islamic terrorists killing a handicapped Dutch man. General Kelly was tearing his hair out. Oh, my God, the president stumbled onto the truth, and he posted it on his Twitter feed.
Wow. How outrageous. Okay, Roger Stone's taking over on the other side, Infowars.com, Newswars.com, with huge breaking news. Please spread those links to globalists. Hope you don't, because we're in quite a fight. And please pray for Infowars and for my family. I would just ask for that. We'll be back.
Discover trends and global developments years before they happen, right here on The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Roger Stone.
In the fake news department, I watched former Vice President Joe Biden this morning on CBS. They held him over for an extra segment. And he actually said, with a straight face, that in the 8 years of Barack Obama, there was never even a hint of scandal. What planet does this man live on? There was the IRS targeting scandal, the Veterans Administration waiting list scandal, the GSA spending spree scandal, the attack on the Benghazi compound scandal, the Clinton email and cover-up scandal, the fast and furious gun-walking scandal, the Solyndra subsidy scandal, the Department of Justice and the new Black Panther Party scandal. Joe Biden denies history, but it's clear that he's warming up for a campaign for president. We can only be so lucky. My second choice after Crooked Hillary would be Dumb Joe. Every time he has run for president, his candidacy has come crashing down with no votes. And then, extraordinarily, he has the audacity to excoriate Judge Roy Moore and excoriate the president on the issue of sexual harassment, when we can see photo and video upon video upon video upon video demonstrating the fact that creepy old Joe can't seem to keep his hands off of children, can't seem to know when to give up in that warm embrace with grown women. My all-time favorite is the picture of him embracing Hillary and not knowing when to stop. She has one of the most uncomfortable looks on her face I've ever seen. Joe Biden, this guy is a real fraud. Somebody told me a great Joe Biden story not long ago. There's a racino, that's a casino that has a racetrack that has slot machines in Lower Delaware, in Dover to be specific. And it's a very popular meeting place, particularly for senior citizens. And they have a buffet that opens at 6 o'clock. It's an all-you-can-eat affair, very, very popular in Lower Delaware, so popular that the line of customers starts at the door and almost goes around the block. Well, who should show up for the buffet and go right to the head of the line but the former vice president? Well, one smart Delawarean tapped him on the shoulder and say, "Hey, you, to the back of the line." To which Joe, of course, said, "Don't you know who I am?" To which the taxpayer said, "No, I know exactly who you are. Get to the back of the line." What kind of politician is that entitled? What kind of politician is that oblivious? What kind of politician is that insensitive? That's our Joe. He tells you that he's a working class guy. Joe from Scranton. Joe lives in a multi-million dollar mansion in Greenville, the swankiest part of Wilmington. Joe, please run. Donald Trump would beat you like a drum. We are remiss if we do not mention to you that the number one place for you to do all of your Christmas shopping is at the InfoWars store. Now, Alex Jones has put this right when he says it's a 360 win. He's got big plans for an expansion here at InfoWars. You already see the fruits of it coming up in the next hour when we go to the War Room. This is part of our 10-hour daily broadcast, an extensive expansion of the reporting that we're doing here on InfoWars. So if you like the Alex Jones Show, if you are digging the real news with David Knight in the morning, if you like what Owen Schroyer and our colleague Rob Dew are doing at the War Room, remember, we are totally and completely listener and viewer subsidized. We survive only through your purchase of the carefully selected and rigorously tested products at the InfoWars store. We don't have any right-wing fat cats writing us big checks for our expansion. We have no George Soros. We can only depend on you. And some of these Christmas sales are really off the charts. I myself am a major fan of the Super Blue Fluoride toothpaste and the entire Super Blue Fluoride line of oral products now available at deep discounts at the InfoWars store. But one new product I want to bring your attention to is Alpha Power, which is an extraordinary new product developed by the scientists who work for Alex Jones. And the purpose of Alpha Power is to raise your energy levels and boost your performance during the day. This is a proprietary blend of niacin, zinc, and other all-natural products, including horny goatweed, also known as epimedium, which has been used by the Chinese literally for centuries in a high-energy tonic. This is the very best of the all-natural formulas that you can get at the InfoWars.com store. And now, in a special introductory offer, this product is 50% off. This is an extraordinary bargain. I don't really know how Alex Jones does it. He slashes these prices. But as he said earlier, they're loss leaders. Once you are introduced to a product like Brain Force Plus, for example, and you realize the kind of mental clarity and mental energy it brings you, we're confident you're going to come back. In fact, I urge you to go to the auto ship function. That way you will never be without. Now, I have made the mistake of not going to the auto ship function. And therefore, when I ran out of Brain Force, I started to think like a liberal. I was getting dumb, I think. But they were out. I had to wait until they restocked. Don't let it happen to you. Don't become a libtard. Get your Brain Force Plus now at this incredible discount. Help us help you and help finance the revolution. I'm Roger Stone. So while you're at it, let me recommend to you my book, The Making of the President 2016, which you can get at the InfoWars store. Yesterday, I told a prominent conservative publisher that if the president is brought down in a coup d'etat, I was going to write the successor book, The Unmaking of the President. And I had begun, sadly, taking notes. Now, if the president thrives and survives, if he beats back the globalist cabal that seeks to sack him in a takedown, I, of course, will not write this book. But right now, I've begun taking notes because the president's lawyers are walking him towards the gallows. And fortunately, we at InfoWars are the clarion call. We are the ones seeking to alert the American people. You see, the Trump revolution awakened many. And if they take the president down, these people will not go back to sleep. I'm Roger Stone, and you're at InfoWars.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
Before you slip into unconsciousness.
And now, the tip of the spear, leading the fight to take back the nation. It's Roger Stone.
Welcome back. You're on the Alex Jones Show. It's your host, Roger Stone, sitting in for Alex Jones. Well, finally, at long last, Omarosa, the woman who was fired three separate times on The Apprentice reality TV show, has resigned from the Trump administration. We reported to you back in February how Omarosa helped facilitate the sending of a delegation from the White House to the inauguration of the new government in Haiti, which was essentially the old government with a different front man. These are the same people who participated in the rape of Haiti in the wake of the earthquake. This is an issue that President Trump himself raised during the campaign. You see, Bill Clinton got himself appointed UN Special Ambassador to oversee the aid to Haiti in the wake of that horrific natural disaster. And the Clintons and the Clinton crime family boosted literally millions of dollars from the Haitian people. Hillary controlled the federal dollars, Bill controlled the international dollars, and the bids for housing, roads, hospitals, and other relief efforts were put out to the Clintons' cronies. The people were raped. But instead, Omarosa, who knew that they had stolen two elections, was working with the Haiti Support Project and the shady Democratic operative Ron Daniels. So this finally came to naught when Omarosa formally asked whether she could hold her wedding in the Rose Garden. She was denied that because, by tradition, only the presidential families who were married during the family's time in the White House can hold such a ceremony. For example, President Nixon's daughter, Tricia Nixon, married Ed Cox in such a ceremony. When she was denied, didn't seem to stop Omarosa. White House guards were astounded when her entire wedding party showed up unannounced at the White House and began to party down in the Rose Garden. It was only a matter of time before General John Kelly bagged Amorosa. And now she is gone. Physically dragged and escorted off the White House grounds on the orders of General John Kelly. Good riddance. All Amorosa did was enable the continued rape of the Haitian people by the same gang of criminals who raped them under Bill and Hillary Clinton. We are still, trying to ascertain the damage done by yesterday's Alabama election. The pundits, of course, have immediately tried to project that this is a coming indicator for the 2018 off-year elections. I can tell you, after 40 years in American politics, one special election does not a cycle make. And in politics, a day is a lifetime. Look at the way that the veneer, for example, of the once respected and vaunted FBI and the Justice Department is being stripped away day by day as Robert Mueller and his confederates are exposed as the partisan hit team that they are. We have the incredible activities of Mr. Strzok. Now, how ironic that the FBI agent who General Mike Flynn is accused of lying to is the same FBI agent who interviewed Cheryl Mills and the top Obama staff, including Huma Abedin, and who gave both of them immunity in the email scandal. How ironic that Mr. Strzok is the same FBI agent who provided the wording for Mr. Comey's final assessment of the Hillary email scandal, claiming that she was careless rather than negligent, thus avoiding a criminal charge. Seems that there are different standards for these Justice Department crusaders under Obama, looking into Hillary, and now looking into Donald Trump. So it is a mistake to assume that the defeat of Roy Moore is a stunning a portend of the elections to come. Maybe, maybe not. A strong and vibrant economy is the real key to the Republicans holding both houses of Congress. But there is, without any question, subterfuge and an effort to undermine our president. I learned this week that Speaker Paul Ryan was aware as early as September of last year that the Awan brothers, the two Pakistani IT consultants brought into the House of Representatives by Deborah Wasserman Schultz, the former Democratic National Committee chairwoman and congresswoman who got caught red-handed rigging the Democratic nomination process for Bernie Sanders, but Ryan was aware that the Awan brothers had stolen almost $16 million in a cybercrime. He also was aware that the Awan brothers had tapped into the email of 45 members of Congress. And it can only be presumed that the fact that no Democrat has been willing to step forward to testify against them, that these emails were being used for the purpose of blackmail. Now, if Paul Ryan had made this known to the American people prior to the election, it would have helped Donald Trump and hurt the Democrats. So what reason is there for the speaker delaying the public's knowledge of this burgeoning scandal until after the election. You can email us right here at InfoWars, or you can hit me at stone@stonezone.com, Mr. Speaker. I'd really like to hear your answer to that question. In the meantime, I want to take one more opportunity to remind you that the best place to do all of your Christmas shopping and to take care of the freedom-oriented patriots in your family is at the InfoWars store. I particularly like the entire range of First Amendment-oriented T-shirts, where you can get not only the iconic, historic Bill Clinton rape T-shirt, the T-shirt used by Alex Jones and yours truly to break through the mainstream media blackout of Bill Clinton's history of sexual assault and rape, and Hillary Clinton's role in bullying, intimidating, and threatening those women into silence. When these T-shirts run out, there it is, there will be no more. This T-shirt, which is written about extensively in my book, The Making of the President 2016, is going to end up in the Smithsonian. This is something you are going to want to hand down to your children and grandchildren. It's a great stocking stuffer. Go to the store now and order your official Bill Clinton rape T-shirt. And while you're at it, get a copy of The Making of the President. This is the definitive story of how Donald Trump pulled off the political upset of the century. I'm Roger Stone, and this is The Alex Jones Show.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic, it's Alex Jones. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.